It's party.
Hey, how's it going, Barry? You feeling better this week?
Yeah, I'm doing much better. It was a one
no
day.
More run, Barry, run.
Literally.
Yeah, been there, done that. I felt your pain when you were saying that.
Oh, God.
I was like, oh, poor bastard.
Yeah, because it was like every 10 minutes. I didn't think that was going to make for a good show thing, especially since where the studio is clear across the house from, you know, above the garage. So I'd have to run downstairs, run across to the...
I could just see it now. We're listening to bum, 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 bum. And there goes Barry. And then we hear, boom, 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 come, oh, here comes Barry. Bum, 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 bum. There goes Barry.
Yep. Oh, and my neighbor's been shooting all afternoon. I'm hoping... Can you hear that?
Oh, yes, I can.
Yes, it's quite loud. And it's coming right in.
I can do the same thing if you want me.
Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night. Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael, the virtual Youper. Tonight, Joel's late because of new ink, McDonald's Happy Meals had minions that curse, and Michael is still not sure if he should squiggle or not. All that and more on Late Night. And now, digitally gathering to become virtual targets for Barry's neighbor. Nice grouping. Here's Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael!
I got a Mossberg 930 tactical shotgun. It makes a good blast.
I got a Mossberg too, but it's a 500, I believe. This came with two barrels, the short barrel and the long barrel.
Now, this is a single barrel, but this is, we got this after an intruder came by our front door and the dog woke us up in the middle of the night and alerted us to him. And we yelled at him to leave, and he looked at us, and I swear I was wishing I had a shotgun to cock just to scare the crap out of him.
Yep.
And, but when the dog went and started pounding on the front door, he ran.
Good.
So Thor made himself worthwhile that night.
Definitely.
So we decided to go get a gun, and we got a really good deal on the tactical one, which is a semi-automatic, so it doesn't really make a cocking noise. But the price was so good that we just couldn't turn it down. It was like about 40% or 50% off or something like
nice.
That. The BX at Fort Drum was having a clearance sale on them, so I really couldn't turn it down because it was cheaper than getting the less expensive one.
Yeah.
So that's what we got. But I tell you what, though, it's a pretty awesome gun because it will shoot about as fast as I can pull a trigger.
Nice. That's a shotgun.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It's a 12 gauge, and it does take larger size shells than just a standard 12 gauge. It's I guess you got like what 2 3/4 or something like that. Mm. It'll take a full 3-inch shell, and plus you can buy a extended tube for it, so you can load up it. The stock gun will hold 6 shells, you know, 1 in the chamber and 5 in the tube.
Yeah.
But you can get a longer tube that'll hold a few more shells.
Nice.
So. Yeah, but we're still going to go out and get a used pump action gun just to have as an effect.
Just for the sound.
Somebody, you know, somebody hears that. That's you know, very recognizable. When you hear that, you know what the hell it is.
Yeah.
And if somebody still wants to come into the house, well, then they're going to get the semi-automatic emptying into them.
That's I've got mine came with of course two. It has two barrels. I mean, it's a single barrel, but it's got two barrels. You can interchange them. Yeah.
That's the way mine sounds, if you want.
Yeah, there you go. But mine's a pump action, and I keep it in the tactical. I've got a handle on it. I can take the stock off and just have a handle on it.
Oh, yeah.
And with a short barrel, and then you got the stock and the long barrel if you're doing skeet shooting or or something like that. But yeah. I keep it in the tactical.
Yeah, because I wouldn't blame.
Out in the country, like I said, out here, you call 911. If you're lucky, the cops will show up in 15 or 20 minutes because usually they're on the other side of town.
You're lucky. The one time we called 911 because I needed an ambulance, it took them an hour.
Yeah, I know. And like you said, this guy was, if you didn't have Thor, that guy probably would have come in.
Yeah, and the way I look at it, if the guy comes in and I empty a gun into him, I have no regrets.
Nope.
He is inside my house. He's threatening my family, and I'm going to do what I have to defend myself.
Right.
And of course, at the time we bought the gun, we also had those two escaped convicts running around.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had a lot of reports that they weren't that far away from us. You know, they were like around the Malone area.
Yeah.
You know, which if they steal a car, they're down in this area in just a couple, 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Wow.
We were kind of nervous for a while, you know. Yeah. We were nervous enough when somebody came to the front door. I mean, we'd been living here 10 years, and that was the first time that ever happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
I mean, this is the kind of place where, you know, for years you could walk away with your house unlocked and not worry about it.
Those days are gone. Well, how close is your nearest neighbor?
I would guess about a quarter of a mile. Wow. We're on a short road with we're the fourth house on the road, and we're all like about a quarter mile apart from each other.
Yeah, so they wouldn't even know.
Yeah, and the pavement ends, you know, right after my house.
Yeah.
And between my house and the neighbor's house, there's thick woods that are on my property, and so they really can't see anything. If I've got lights on or stuff, they really can't tell.
Yeah,
you know. Because I'm down the hill from them and behind a bunch of trees, so anything going on here, they can't tell.
Yeah.
Now, the next two houses, those two guys were related to each other, and there's a lot of open area between those two houses, so there's like wide open space, and they can see what's going on in each other's houses.
Hmm.
And then the last house, right at the corner, that place is separated by trees and things like that, so...
Oh, guy. I hope this stops when the frickin' when it gets dark. He's been doing it all afternoon. I don't mind in the afternoon, but come on, it's getting evening now.
Well, even when we got our new gun, we were all excited about having it, and we put a few rounds through it when we first got it home, but it wasn't like we were shooting it all afternoon long.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we shot it enough to get the hang of handling it and holding it and aiming it and all that kind of stuff. Once we got used to it, because we've had guns before, so it wasn't like our first weapon, but once we got the hang of it and stuff and got the first kinks out of it, we were like, okay, this is good.
Yeah. I mean, that's okay, but Anne Marie's getting kind of ticked. She goes, all right, enough's enough.
She's about to ready to get her gun and go over, hey, you want to have a fight, dude?
Really?
I wouldn't want to argue with Anne Marie. Yeah.
Double taps.
That has to be more than one gun.
I'm thinking so, but I don't know. It sounded like a series of double taps. Although they did seem to overlap each other a little bit. Well, this is going to be a fun pre-show. Yeah. Doing so. I keep hearing swooping and swapping, and where the hell did that come from? What was that? Oh, that was here. Okay. Me too. I'll be there 8:45. 8:45?!
Damn, man.
Jeez. Barney will have to go to bed by then.
Yeah, really. Hey, by the way, did you listen to Michael's last podcast that shall not be named?
I don't think I've gotten to it yet. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So you probably haven't heard anything from late night QRMX that we recorded in while you were...
Oh.
Runberry running.
I did listen to that. Let me make sure I don't have... No, yeah, I did listen to that, but no, he hasn't sent it to me. So I'm calling this 187. If he sends me something, this will be 188.
So I announced on that show that there's a good chance I'm going to be able to make the MMPR.
Oh, cool. Now, are you staying at the same place we're staying, or?
No, actually, because I'm a frequent traveler, I can stay for free at a Marriott not far from you.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a Marriott Courtyard that I think it's like 3 or 4 miles away from you.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's not far, very far at all.
Yeah. I have no idea where we're going. I have to look on the map.
Oh, at the college?
Yeah.
It's not too hard to get to from downtown.
Yeah, I figured it'd be pretty easy. So, got to get the air conditioning fixed.
Yeah, I don't have to worry too much about that. I just need to get an oil change done before I leave.
I got to do that, too. And I may pass over $200,000 on this trip, too.
Woohoo! That's awesome. Yeah. That's just awesome.
And if I'm close, I got to tell Joel, man, if it hits $200,000, pull over because I got to take a picture of it.
Exactly.
A picture when it crossed $100,000. So, yeah, that wasn't that long ago, actually. So, yeah. 8:45.
It's going to be pretty neat to meet you guys.
Yeah, for the first time.
I was talking about that, how ironic that, you know, there are four of us here in the U.S. and we have to go to another country to meet. All four of us, you know?
I give it Joel a hard time. 8:45! Question mark, exclamation point, question mark. Oh, jeez. Well, you know what? I should probably pause this because I have been recording. Michael's in wet, rare form tonight.
And if we can't use it tonight, we can always use it later.
Michael's been doing free IT work all day.
And it's showing.
Yes. My front door just opened. Hello. Hey, Charlie. Hang on a second, guys.
Okay.
Oh, my front door just opened.
So we're waiting for our fourth host, so... Okay, the assembled, looking for Essex unit?
Yes.
Okay. It's in, let me go get it for you.
The other thing, too, is do you have a key for the box?
Yes, I do.
I need to go there. We're down.
Still. That's Essex unit, the MAC address, because I was trying to change.
Have you tried turning it off and then turning it back on again?
Yeah, that's a chronic problem we have over here, is that we have bad weather. The router down at the switch station, 3 miles from me, goes out. And there's no way to fix it other than going to the station, going in the door, turning it off, and back on again. You know, and when I call customer support to report that I have an internet outage on my DSL line, I'm talking to somebody in Texas, and, you know, I tell them that, well, when this happens, usually they'd have to send someone out to the switch and turn the router off and back on. And the guy's, like, trying to get all technical on me and stuff about this, and that.
Yeah.
He tries to trace it back to my house. He says, well, I can't get to your house. He says, yeah, like I said a half hour ago, you need to send someone out to the switch to go there, turn the router off and back on again, and everything will be happy.
They don't listen. They really don't.
Well, it's because they're in Texas. And this doesn't make any sense. Why should this router go out because there's bad weather? You know, and like the company can't figure it out, but it affects less than 100 customers.
Yeah.
So to them, it's not cost effective to replace it.
But they've got like, they've got like 81 people at Fannie Hall and 800K. So you can imagine what the mesh is like.
Yeah.
So I'll treat our supplies with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's the right LMB.
Well, I'm wondering if we even, she's real close, isn't she, to...
Could just set that on the table.
Just lay it on the table and let it pick up.
But that's the one that's in the system for her.
Okay.
You got cables and everything? Okay.
Do you sounds happen like to have any
Michael's getting some relief.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. I'm down to my last one. If I get
how short do you want? Very short one.
That's one for the power supply.
Okay, and I should have some stuff with the Jeep out there. Let's grab that.
We're listening to Inside the FBI.
I know, right?
Sounds like they're setting up a house. Oh, that's too much. There's a noise in Michael's side. I'm not sure what that is. Oh, well. See if the cake
kills it. In other news, have you heard what happened to my poor bride?
No.
She was out walking our husky, our 116-pound husky, down our dirt road, when all of a sudden, he spied a deer.
Oh, no.
And took off after the deer incredibly fast, lifted her right up off her feet. She landed hard on her chest and knocked the wind out of her, cracked a couple of ribs.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, and also broke... the radial bone, she fractured it at the elbow from the way she landed. Knocked the wind out of her. We talked about this last week.
Okay.
And when she got her breath back, she told the dog to stop, and he stopped. And she called him to her, and he came by, and he sat down next to her and stuff and stayed with her. Well, she tried to get her wits about her and tried to figure out a way. Both of her arms were hurt so bad that she couldn't use them to help herself up off the ground.
Oh, wow.
So she had to figure out a way to maneuver around to get up on her feet and lift herself up off the ground. And the dog stayed right there with her the whole time.
Wow.
And she went slowly, very slowly, wandering back to the house, and he stayed right with her step for step.
Oh, yeah. They know it. They know when somebody's hurt. They do. They can tell. Wow. I mean, Sam's done that to Emery, too. I mean, Sammy's 120 pounds, and he takes off every once in a while and doesn't realize it, and, you know, pull her
over. She said it was so sudden that she didn't have a chance to let go of the leash.
Yeah.
And away she went.
Yeah. Wow.
And she's a hurting unit tonight. That's about the only thing that might stop me from going to MMPR is if she isn't self-sufficient by that weekend.
Yeah. Well, you got a couple weeks.
Yeah, she can't drive, and she only has one arm she can use. So, you know, opening things. I've been trying to transfer things from twist jars to flip jars. That's something that she can open with a flick of the thumb, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
she only has one arm she can use.
Wow. Jeez. Did you have to take her to the emergency room?
Oh, yeah. Wow. She didn't want to go. And she called me at work. Well, she called somebody else at work because I was in a classified lab. And she called the help desk number and says, I need to talk to my husband. Yeah. You know, and of course, you know, she was all crying and stuff. And they got a hold of me right away. So I called home and I says, call 911. She says, it'll take them an hour to get there. Says, but by the time they do, they can at least do something for you right away. You know, it's going to take me an hour to get there, too. But all I can do is take you to the emergency room.
Which is an hour away, right?
It's about 40, 50 minutes away, depending on traffic and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I can't do anything for her in the meantime.
No.
You know, all I can do is to put her in the Jeep and take her there.
Yeah.
You know, but she never called them. So I had to take her down there. And they took a lot of x-rays and things. And they gave
her
a...
All right, anything else? I'll be here.
And we got a call the next morning saying that after further review that she had some broken bones. And she had to see an orthopedist.
Oh, geez.
I'm back. So,
Hey.
Yeah, we
heard. I was just
the other guys. Oh, go ahead.
I was just filling Barry in on what I told you and Joel last week about my wife. How she got?
What's she doing?
She's doing better. She still hurts like hell. She went to the orthopedist. And that's the part that I was getting to with Barry, is that the emergency room said and called that reported that she had breaks the next morning and to see an orthopedist. Yeah. So, you know, of course, it was 4th of July weekend, so you couldn't call anybody until Monday. So we got in Wednesday, and I took her down. The orthopedist looked at her arm and things and said that she was healing all right, but that she had a couple of fractures or cracks in the ribs. And she had a fracture on her radial bone in the elbow. Michael, that probably means something to you.
Okay,
right. The funny bone. Right.
It wasn't too funny. Well. Right? And they said that they normally used to put people in a cast, but they said that doesn't really help anything. So they're not going. They didn't put her in a cast. They said just to be very, very careful for the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, they didn't put her in a blow up one or something?
Nope, not at all. They said they don't do that kind of stuff anymore.
Yeah.
That it's usually better if people just continue to use their arm, but just don't do anything. That, you know, like, don't lift any weight or anything.
So is it like a, what do you call it, hairline break? Or?
They didn't go into those kind of, he didn't go into those kind of details. Yeah. He just said it was a fracture on the radial in the elbow. And just said that that the best thing for her was to keep using her fingers, because if you hold it still for like 2-3 weeks, then you're going to have to go through more weeks of rehab trying to get use of it. And it's actually better if you just use the arm without putting any weight on it. And he wants to see her back in a couple of weeks to do more x-rays and see how things are going.
Yeah, people don't realize that all their finger movements are done up by their elbow. You know, everything's controlled from up there.
Yeah, so he was saying that, you know, that he could put a cast on it, but then it's going to be longer time trying to rehab afterwards. Whereas if long as things heal normally, you can cut out the rehab time just by using the arm for anything, as long as you don't lift weight or anything with it.
Yeah, so they just got her kind of in a sling or something? Or
yeah, she wears a sling off and on, but they said even with the sling, not to wear it all the time. Yeah. Just if your arm gets tired, put it in a sling to give it some rest.
Yeah.
But they want the arm to be used. Huh. Just don't use it for weight. Don't pick up anything with
That's the problem. I put it in a sling just so I wouldn't use it. You know?
Well, that's the problem she's having, because you know, because it's not in a sling, the emergency room put her in a sling and says, don't use this until you see the orthopedist.
Yeah.
You know? And so she wasn't. But now that she's that it's free, she keeps involuntarily trying to use it and goes, ah!
Yeah.
You know? She keeps screaming all the time. It says, honey, don't do that. She says, I know, but I can't help it.
Yeah, because you forget.
Yeah, because it's there and available. Yeah. You know, if you put it in the sling, you're not going to use it.
Right. Well, you think twice because, that's right. I'm hurt.
Yeah, so
wow.
It's really kind of a funny situation.
Yeah. Well, I hope she improves quickly.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope she's better in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, that is a bit of time yet, so.
Yeah. And, you know, she's moving along, and she's the kind of person that's not going to stay down. You know, you tell her to take it easy and leave things alone, and she's not going to.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that works out okay, and other times it doesn't work out quite so good. So hopefully this time it'll work out all right.
Right. Well, excuse me.
Yeah, well, you know, always hearing about somebody else's injuries, it's kind of boring.
No, I'm just, I'm tired.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't resist that, though, Barry. You know how much I like to pick on you.
Yeah. Oh, my. So wait a minute, let me pause again.
We're waiting for Cajole.
Yeah.
Cajole, I like
Cajole.
That.
I'm going to pause for a second so I don't have to edit.
Desk like
recording back on.
Okay.
Oops.
Yeah, I did a video last week with the guys. It was about 10 o'clock. I opened up the front door and it was bright.
Yeah. That's right. Outside. I remember that. That was awesome. That was really pretty cool.
Well, remember, I'm looking out into woods, so it might be dusk out somewhere.
Yeah, and you're behind the mountain too.
So. Yeah.
I'm out in the woods out here as well. But I'm not looking at the backside of a mountain.
Yeah.
I'm on the downside of a plateau facing a lake, a large lake.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here. So, you know, when people talk about flooding, it's not my problem. It's downhill.
That's right. Always live on a hill. You'll be happy. And you won't have to buy flood insurance. Oh, God. My eyes are stinging.
Any update from Joel there?
He's coming back from a tattoo appointment.
Oh, okay.
All right. Is he, like, impending?
I don't know. Let me see. The plane. Boss, the plane.
So I am so flipping tired here. I'm sure we've talked about it before, but just to clarify, so we've talked about the Waiting for Godot reference before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
I figured that's where the Waiting for Godot came from. But
yes. Yes.
I love that, Waiting for Godot. Yeah.
And that's where Joel Standard Time came from.
Oh, okay.
Joel Standard Time. That's right. That's back when he was being late all the time.
Yeah. It's also,
well, that was a long time ago.
That's where I think Barty coined the phrase, or knows the phrase, ass in seat.
I actually stole that from that that Ray Romano show.
Oh.
There was one episode.
It still came from you, Barty, so that's cool.
Yeah, ass in seat.
He stole it from somewhere else, that's fine, but it came from you.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to come out long after, probably after the Marshall McLuhan podcast roundtable. But if I got a, you know, hitchhike on my way there, it might be interesting hitchhiking back with the chair. But
well, yeah, I haven't heard from Joel whether, because he said we're definitely taking the Prius. So,
well, he was talking last week about how he figured out how to get the chair in the Prius.
Yeah, well, we'll see if...
It's like we'll European see. Vacation kind of thing.
He was talking about like strapping it to the top.
Yeah, that ain't happening. I don't have a luggage rack. I'm not scratching my
recording
car.
Recording or not, quite frankly, the one trip that is not cancelable this year, but we haven't decided where we're going, is my wife and I have to take a 25th anniversary trip somewhere, and the East Coast is one of the possibilities.
Well, there you go.
West Coast is one too, but it's really up to Chris.
Yeah.
She would like to go to New Hampshire. I mean, the maid of honor is from New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And she hasn't seen her for a while. But it's really where we can afford to go and what we can do along the way, and we'll see. But
there's a whole
we haven't taken a family vacation. We haven't taken a vacation like for... When was that? When we went to Vegas? Was that 2009?
Oh, that was a while ago, yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yes,
that was the last vacation we took.
Wow.
We're in the same boat. The last thing that we had that was, anything close to a vacation was when we PCS'd out of Alaska and drove all across Canada zigzagging around to various hockey towns. You know, Edmonton, Alberta, all the way through. Winnipeg had a team then, and now they do again. We just came traveling across Canada that way, back when Edmonton had the largest mall in the world, and of course we took pictures of ourselves next to Wayne Gretzky's statue. I mean, come on, we're all big hockey fans. That was a must-do thing. We had to go see the statue and take pictures of us next to him. Of course, when no one was looking, I put the kids up there and like had them help Gretzky hold the cup up. So it was awesome. That was like the last big family trip we had, and that's about the last vacation that Tony and I really had.
Wow.
Was just coming across Canada, and... When was that? That was before I retired, so that must have been like in the late 90s. Must have been like 98.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah, we've never had a vacation since, you know.
Our biggest last vacation, real vacation, was when we went to Hawaii. But that was, you know, in combination of, I was there for a month, and I brought Anne Marie over for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. I went there 2 weeks from Alaska one time. Wasn't too impressed. I would have rather been in Alaska.
I like Oahu. Of course, we were staying in Waikiki and working up at the other end of the island.
I was staying and billeting at Hickam.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, no, we were staying at the Hilton Hawaiian Village, which is right on the beach. They have beach there.
Yeah.
So it was nice. So.
Well, the 2 weeks that we were there, it was kind of interesting because our host took us around and showed us the mountain pass where the Japanese dive bombers came through on their way to Pearl Harbor and things. And, of course, over there at Hickam, you could see the original headquarters building where, you know, they've never filled in the bullet holes from that attack.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was all kind of cool to see. Yeah. I wanted to go see the Arizona, but it was jam-packed with Japanese tourists.
Isn't that amazing?
I couldn't get in. I know, right?
It's freaking...
Look what we did! Look what we did!
Well, yeah, no, they're very respectful.
Yeah.
While they're out there.
I was just joking around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then another one I recommend is the Missouri, however you want to say it, the USS Missouri, which is there. Because it's kind of neat. They've got that, you know, they retired it and beached it, harbored it there. So you've got the beginning of the war, which is, you know, Arizona Memorial. And then you can see... the USS Missouri, where, you know, the Japanese surrendered.
Where they surrendered,
so
right.
So the end of the war are right there, beginning and end. Alpha and Omega.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but I highly recommend that tour. It's not cheap. I mean, it's like I think it's $45. But what they do is, for $45, you get you basically get a retired Navy guy, usually somebody that was actually stationed on the ship, and they take you on a tour wherever you want to go, and they'll answer all questions. It was so cool.
That does sound really cool.
Yeah. So.
To me, that's worth going to Hawaii just for that.
Yeah, I recommend, highly recommend that. And of course, the beaches. And I swam with the turtles. And, you know, it's nice. It's comfortable. Even with the city. I mean, even though it's a, you know, Honolulu is a major tropical, or, you know, well, it is a tropical city, but a major city. You can, if you drive up to the north end, it's a little more rural. You go past dull pineapple fields and stuff like that. If you go up the center, if you take a ride up the coast, that's nice too, you know. And it's a pretty place. I'd like to see the Big Island sometime.
But if you're interested in heading to the East Coast, Michael, Hampton Beach in New Hampshire is pretty nice. And you can go right up. It's a short drive from there to go to, like, Old Orchard Beach, Maine, which has a huge pier that they've rebuilt that goes out over the ocean and things. And that's kind of nice to see, too. York Beach is a good popular tourist spot. So you can go up and down the coast at that point and just visiting a lot of nice sights. You can go to Gloucester and see the fishing boats.
Yeah, I just can't. I'm hoping, I mean, whether it's this summer or soon, but I just can't wait to give Chris a chance to come out and see, AM and finally meet Debbie.
Yep.
I haven't met Debbie yet.
Yeah, that's true.
And come up to see you guys, Barty, if you're open to it. We'll see what
Hell yeah. We're kind of out of the way.
Well, but, you won't be unless if my wife's. She's working on getting her passport in order, but she already had one. It's expired, but it's easier to renew than get a new one. So yeah. I just told her, I said, you know, get the old one out, you know, get that in right away, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, well, if you come across Canada, you can come into New York, just north of Watertown, and come down to us, and then stay whatever time you want, and then continue it on down and catch the thruway. You can go. I can show you the shortcut to how you can get down through Rome and catch the thruway over there, and save a few bucks on the highway tolls. You get on the thruway, you can take that. You can either go through. Either way, you have to go through Albany, but you can go through Albany and head north through Troy, which is a city that isn't really a city, it's more of a state of mind, and go into southern Vermont and see a lot of quaint little Vermont towns and things like that. It's a slower way to go, but it's less distant.
That would be us. That would be us.
Yeah, that's
slow.
It's Route 9.
We're not really big on the interstates. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, Vermont is very pretty. Yeah. And from there, you go into southern New Hampshire, and it's a short drive from there to go through Monadnock and then on to Nashua, it's much more picturesque than going through Albany and taking the pike to Massachusetts and taking the Mass Pike across. That's all boring. A lot of big city like Springfield and things.
Why would you want to go to Nashua?
Well, that's where Joel is.
No, he's going to be living in Antrim.
Oh, that's right. He's in Antrim now.
Yeah, and of course Michael knows he's got he can come visit us anytime. He's got a sitting invitation.
Yeah, I've done the Vermont thing.
Yeah,
and I brought this up before, but my wife is actually a native of Baltimore. She doesn't remember it. She was born there, but they got out of there as soon as they freaking could. But my father-in-law used to work for GE. Long time ago, back in the
60s. Yeah. GE. Yeah, the company that polluted lots of rivers. And that's why they're still dredging the the Hudson River in Fort Edward, New York. PCBs, baby. Got to get rid of those things.
Well, we better start this thing because
sure.
Joel's on...
it's almost my bedtime.
Joel's standard time. Or actually, he's on Joel Daylight Savings Time, I guess.
It's Joel Savings Time.
Yeah, the daylight is going away out here, by the way, now. Barry.
Just kidding, Joel.
It's probably, we probably got an hour of the show recorded already because.
Welcome to the end of the pre-show.
Yeah, there you go. Really?
Hey, welcome everybody to Late Night QRM. Show number, well, it's either 187 or 188. We haven't figured it out yet because I wasn't here last week. If Michael sends me the recording, this will be show 188. Otherwise, it'll be show 187. So,
I checked it and it kept recording.
What's that?
I said I checked it and it was still recording. It looked right.
Okay. So, from the Monadnock region in southwest New Hampshire, where the neighbor finally stopped shooting his guns.
Wow. From the Tokyo Plateau, this is Barty, who has a gun but hasn't been shooting it lately.
And I thought Barry had a thunderstorm going for a while. This is Michael in Studio B. The virtual Uber report.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's, wow. That was interesting. He was shooting.
It was loud.
He was shooting all afternoon. I don't know whether there's a slight breeze. Usually he's not that loud. And Anne-Marie, it sounded like it was really close. So Anne-Marie drove up. Oh, I just heard a gunshot. Oh, he's still shooting.
Or is that Anne-Marie shooting back at him?
Well, it could be. You notice it's quieter now, though. That was weird. There must have been like a breeze coming this way because, I mean, it was really loud this afternoon and most of the night. Now it sounds like it normally sounds, which probably won't even make it through the gate that I've got on the system here. So, I don't know. That was weird. I don't know. Sometimes I think...
It was loud.
Sometimes I think there's an effect. There's some kind of physical effect that we don't know that brings things closer and farther apart somehow. A gravitational thing or something, because sometimes I look in the wintertime, I look at my neighbor in the back and the house looks so far away, and then sometimes you look out there and it's like, whoa, it's right on top of us,
and his face is right next to the window.
It's the rift.
The rift, that's it. Yeah,
the rift.
It's a Torchwood thing.
Yes.
All right,
so before we get going any further, time for Podcasters Anonymous.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
All right, tonight I'm drinking. I've been drinking a lot lately. I'm drinking just a standard Jiminy Coke. That's Jim Beam and Coke Zero with my ice. Well,
I was enjoying some fine wine, but after an hour of pre-show, I've now drinking water.
And Michael, you booze
hound? I'm on Brickside Brewery Porter right now, which it's been a very long day. I've had lots of service calls that I didn't plan on, and I realized that I haven't had anything to eat. So I'm probably sending a really bad message. You know, people that listen to me probably think that I do this all the time. But no, it's just for Late Night QRM, all right?
Okay, if you want them to believe that. Okay, Michael.
We'll believe you, Michael.
We'll believe you. Well, you know, both of my sons listen to this show, and they know better. But I'm still worried about it.
Yes. Guys, your dad's an alky.
Hey! Thanks, Barry. I appreciate that.
Well, at least on Saturday night. When he's not. When he's not on duty.
It's the new, yeah. You ever heard the song, you know, mothers never let your sons grow up to be podcasters?
Yeah, something like it.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Well, let's get right into Days of Our Lives.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
You know what gets me about that announcer?
What?
It's kind of like days through the hourglass, so are the days of our...
You know, the guy's probably dead.
Yeah, it probably is, because this is the older version. Yeah, they have several versions of this song, and I picked the one that I grew up with. So, and they had several different announcers do it, but this guy, you know, he has that inhale that's right there. Anyway, so a little sad news on my end. Wednesday, our 20-year-old kitty Cleo was not doing well at all, and she's had medical problems for a couple of years now, but she's been doing well. But she finally got to the point where she couldn't stand up anymore. She was very weak and everything, so it was time for Cleo to cross the rainbow bridge, I think they call it. We didn't want to do it, but it was, you know, she was suffering and there was no way. She lost total control of everything. And again, she was 20 years old at the time. So, and we got her when we found her as a little 6-week-old kitty when we lived in Front Royal. And she's been with us for 20 years. It's hard to believe, you know, so.
Yeah, sorry, Barry. You know, I didn't know about it until Mark said something not in Facebook anymore.
I know. I didn't put it up on Google Plus, and I posted on Facebook because there are some people up there that knew Cleo, and so I decided I'd post it up there. So it's amazing how many comments you get, though. It's There's a lot of. There's a lot of pet owners out there, and they know the feeling because, you know, it is like a member of the family.
And yeah, it's always hard to lose a longtime pet like that.
Yeah, and especially 20 years. I mean, you know, it's right now we're still going through that thing, you know, where you expect to see her and she's not there, you know, and you expect certain things because they form certain habits and whatnot, and, you know, it's kind of like an empty void, you know. I don't know what other kind of void there is but empty, but
I guess that's the point, I guess.
But and of course my wife Anne Marie really took it hard because, you know, it was her baby. I mean, when she was 6 weeks old, we found her in the back alley. This was a weird coincidence. We were coming out from seeing the movie Apollo 13 in the theater downtown Front Royal.
Wow.
And
wow.
Huh?
I said, wow, that brings back memories.
Yeah, so we were going to the, you know, of course this was a downtown theater, so you went to the public parking area for the town, and so we cut through this alley to get to it, and when we were out there, there was little Cleo, and she was meowing, and it was right next to a taxi stand, and there was a guy out there because the taxis were, you know, I guess they're still running or something. And he was sitting out there, and there was this little ball of fur, and she was making a noise. And Anne-Marie immediately went over, and she asked the guy, he says, "Does this belong to anybody?" He goes, "No, she's, you know, it's that cat's been here for quite a while. Haven't seen a mom or anything around him, and nobody's come to claim her." And so, of course, the Emery immediately picked her up. And, of course, that was our fifth cat at the time. We actually had 5 cats when we got Cleo. But she was so small. Emery used to have a big robe that she, with big pockets, and she used to put Cleo in the pocket. And she'd be sitting out with her front paws out and her head sticking out, and she'd run around and get, you know, do stuff around the kitchen with the Cleo just sitting in her pocket, and you know, it was one. I gotta say, it was one of Amory's favorite kitties. Now the weird coincidence is we got home Wednesday afternoon from the vets, and I got home and I flipped on the TV, and Apollo 13 was on.
Wow. Whoa, that's weird.
Yes, that was very weird. And it didn't hit me right away, you know, because I said, you know, I said, "Oh, look, Apollo 13." And then all of a sudden I said, "Well, damn, that is very weird." That is
the next Tom Hanks knocked on your door, right?
Yeah. Oh, which reminds me. happy birthday to Tom Hanks, because actually he was born the exact same day as my wife, which was July 9th.
Hmm. So, hey, happy birthday, Anne Marie.
Yeah. So she's not celebrating birthdays anymore, she informed me.
It's the anniversary of the 39th.
It's the anniversary of the 20th, 39.
Okay. Well, I didn't say that.
Yeah, but it was nice the way you maneuvered Barry into saying it.
I didn't mean to do that.
That's all right. She won't. She doesn't listen to this.
I am.
You'll find out later.
So anyway, that was my sad news for the week, and yeah, sorry, we miss her. But life goes on. It's kind of weird, though. As I told Anne Marie, I said, "Do you realize we're down to one dog and one cat? I haven't had just one dog and one cat since 1984." So yeah, and she goes, as she says, "We're not getting any more pets after this. This is it. When these two go, that's it. We're done."
Well, you need at least one cat, otherwise you can't sing "Our House."
Yeah, that's right. Well, we'll probably end up with another cat somewhere down the road. We didn't think we were going to get Charlie, and we got him almost 2 years ago now. So.
Yeah, I think we're done with dogs, as much as we loved our dogs. But the cats are so independent.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really run the house. We just kind of live there.
Yeah, well, dogs have masters, cats have staff.
Right.
Yeah, we've had cats before, and that tends to be the case.
Yeah. I mean, even
we still have three.
And Cleo, in her old age, you know, she would use the kitty box, and then she would start meowing at the top of her lungs. And all she was doing was telling Anne Marie, "Come clean the kitty box. I'm done with it."
Service my box.
And guess what? Anne Marie would go up and service the box. So, yeah. So anyway, okay. So Michael.
Yes.
You're next on the list there.
Yeah, it is the season. After a long respite of actually being able to come home and relax after working the shifts at the station house. Holy crap, it's summer again. Been dealing with heart attacks and broken legs and more heart attacks. And it's EMS season.
Yeah.
Wow. So I've had 3 calls in the last week, and that doesn't include the weekends. We won't even go until the 4th of July.
Yeah, and of course there's more people. The population grows this time of year. So, naturally there'll be more calls. So
there have been.
Because there's more people doing stupid things.
Yeah.
Although, all of them have been medical calls, except for one broken leg.
Wow.
So.
Well, that's not too bad.
So. No. Fortunately, I have a very understanding employer.
Yeah.
Because, you know, right in the middle of the conversation, debugging some pretty serious crap on the product we're getting ready to release, and it's like, "Okay, guys, EMS call. See you later." And then the camera that looks at me all day long, "Oh, I need to add that to Geek Corner. I'll add that." Okay. All of a sudden, there's an empty chair. Yes, I'll bring that up. A new app that they want to try. Well, one manager wants to try.
Mm-hmm.
Bump, bump, bump.
Oh,
Big Brother.
Joel! What?
What's he saying? Almost there. Getting dressed.
He's getting dressed? Turn the camera off. You don't have to get dressed.
Hmm.
Well, if you have the app I have, you need to get dressed now.
I say, okay.
I've added Geek Corner, so stay tuned at 10.
News at 10. Started. Because we are not on JDT time.
Oh, love it. You're stop funny, Barry.
I love giving him a hard time.
And I think he enjoys it.
Sometimes I wonder.
Oh, he's pretty good natured.
Yeah.
Yes, that he is.
I rib him a lot. So anyway, of course, last week I missed because, well...
You were busy running.
Yeah, let's just say that I was running to and from about every 10 minutes. To the library, if you know what I mean. And,
the throne room.
Yeah, and it would be hard to do that from the studio to the nearest throne room, which is a bit away, so I opted to opt out.
I did give you a chance to check in via your iPhone, though.
I know. Yes, I didn't think that was a good idea either.
Yeah, we talked about that before the show, and I was saying to Barry, we would hear a moment of silence, then boom, 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 boom. Oh, there goes Barry, and then boom, 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 boom. Oh, here comes Barry, boom, 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 boom. There goes Barry.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it would have been, and yeah, you...
The Foley artist for this week's episode is Barry.
Oh, I wish I had sound effects for that. So a lot of my news is old news, because, of course, last weekend was the 4th of July weekend, which happened to be an off Friday weekend for us, and so they gave us Monday off for the 4th of July, so that made it a 4-day weekend, and I took a vacation day on Thursday to just make it a 5-day weekend. And,
you bum.
So it was nice, except we didn't go anywhere or do anything. I spent Thursday and Friday finally getting all the leaves from last fall mulched. Then we blew them out with our new, leaf blowers, and we made these giant piles along the side of the driveway. And there they sat, and I said, there's no way I can put these anywhere with this size, So I got out my trusty chipper mulcher, and it just took my time. It took me a while, but I ended up sweeping all the leaves into it, and I mulched them all down, and now they're almost like dirt. Matter of fact, Anne Marie wants to use some for some mulch. In a couple places you need them. I've got another sinkhole down in the field that I am filling with this stuff. So everything else is going to go down there. And I've got plenty of years worth of mulch to be able to put in this hole that's down there. So no problems there. And then we had a storm that week. It wasn't a big storm, but it was windy, and we got a lot of rain, and it took out our ornamental crabapple tree that's right next to the house, and it was about a 20-foot tall tree.
It took out your tree?
Yeah, really? It blew it over, and this was like the third time it blew it over, and
oh, man.
I was looking at it, and I said, there's no way. This thing's 20 feet tall now. There's no way I can... get this thing straightened out. So Sunday I spent the day cutting that all up into little pieces, and then Anne-Marie and I had to pull the stump, although it was actually more of the I left it high so we could pull it out, and got that out. But she picked up a new one last week or this past week. So tomorrow's agenda is to install plant the new tree in its place. And this time we have to. What the problem is with these ornamental crabapple trees is they get a lot of branches. Branches start growing everywhere, and you got to really keep them trimmed. We weren't doing that with this one. So what happened was the tree was top heavy. And, the wind came, and it rained so much that it loosened up the soil, and then the wind came and, just pushed it over. And so
I'm interested in hearing about this because we have a wild crabapple tree in our yard, and I've never really done any kind of trimming on it. So you got to trim some branches off to keep it from getting too top-heavy?
Well, in this case, yeah. I mean, if you got other trees around it, it may not be too bad. But this one, this tree kind of stood alone at the top of the hill. And it, you know, mostly the winds come from the west, which means, and we, since we're kind of down just a little bit from the top of the hill, the wind usually doesn't affect it. But if we get a nor'easter type storm where the wind comes from the east, it just blows up the hill and unfortunately
it gets it. Our tree is down next to the road, and just across the road is a pretty thick forest, and just across the way from it in our property is like maybe 10 feet at the most, and there's thick woods. So I guess it's probably pretty protected. We were kind of surprised because last year was the first year that since we've had this property, and we've been here like over 10 years now, that it did not yield crab apples.
Because
usually every fall we go through out to the tree and knock crab apples off the top for the deer because they come around and eat them up like crazy.
Yeah, that's weird. Now, sometimes that happens, though. And, you know, I guess it all has to do with pollination, too. I guess maybe it didn't get pollinated too well. And sometimes if they had a rough year, they just won't produce the fruit. So, but so we took that tree down, and we got another tree to go up. That was fun. I had to use a reciprocating saw, you know, the Sawzall to get...
The badass saw.
Because the frickin' roots were so thick underneath. That's why I was surprised that it fell over, because the root system on that thing was incredible. And, you know, we're digging it out and digging it out, and Anne-Marie and I are sitting there taking turns on the saw, trying to, you know, saw through these roots so we can get it out. And, of course, it sits in a spot. It's July, right? And our house faces south. So it sits in a spot where it gets the most light, you know, and the sun's high in the sky, you know, so we're sitting out there in the hot sun with no protection or anything there, because there's nothing around there. That was the only tree.
And nary a breeze.
And no breeze whatsoever. Hot, humid. It took a lot out of us, so it was fun. Then I ended up using the JD to, the JD. And I used a rope around it and helped pull it out. But before, we had to cut a lot of roots because I was trying to pull it out, and I'm sitting in, I had the tractor in the driveway, and I start hitting it, and the wheels just start spinning down into the, ripping up the driveway. So it was funny. Well, it wasn't funny. I had to go.
I wish I'd loaned you a GoPro camera. You could have filmed it. That would have been funny on YouTube.
Yeah. Going nowhere. But once we got it, I needed it, though, because the trunk was so heavy that, you know, I did end up pulling it up with the tractor, pulling it up to the wood pile, and then I'm going to have to cut it down with a chainsaw into chunks. But that wood is thick and heavy, and it's pretty dense.
What,
speaking of pretty dense,
hey, let's
go.
No.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Great to have you here, brother.
How's my hair? It's great, man. You should see the style now.
So you made it.
Yes, I did. I had sorry for my tardy arrival. However, my my appointment ran long, which it wasn't a bad thing. I got a lot more work done, but it was at the expense of, once you get large piece of work, then you have to take a shower to wash off the blood. And then slather it in Andy ointment to keep it moist so you don't lose the ink.
Ah, okay.
So that was pretty much ran 5 hours of chair time.
Wow.
Ooh, that's a long time in a seat.
Yep. And I got 29 hours in the sleeve. I got one more session that's going to be about 3 hours long, and I'm done. This arm's done.
Wow. Ooh.
Well, I wanted to get it all.
Going to rush.
Yeah, you know what? I started it back in December of last year. So, you know, we're half a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get it all dialed up to meet the boys in Canada.
All right.
Oh, my. Did you put Late Night QRM on?
No. The artists listen to the music that they want to listen to that has them do their best work.
No, I meant on your arm.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you betcha. I got to attach it on my ass.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you want to see that.
I'll pass on that.
Especially if you've been eating Burger King onion rings.
Oh, you know, Joel, you're never going to live that down.
You know what? If it were a funny little ha ha joke, I'd say shoot. I'd want to live it down. But the hard fact of life is it's the truth. So I really don't try to run from it.
Really?
Well, plus it's so damn
sorry.
Yeah, me and Burger King onion rings. I love them. They hate me, and everybody around me hates me afterwards.
Yeah, it killed Barry's air conditioning.
Well, that was not Burger King. That was Sbarro.
Yeah, that was Sbarro.
Oh, Sbarro. Okay.
Yeah.
Sbarro
pizza. Yeah.
Which we found out this is almost as bad as, you know, Burger King.
No. See, we have a 9-hour road trip coming up, and you get to sample just how lethal
Burger King onion
rings are. Oh, no. They've been banned from the Prius.
Oh, they have.
Well, they haven't been banned from the pre-Prius.
Exactly, meaning I can fire down, two or three large orders of those on the way up.
See, he's going to step in the car and sit down in the seat and let out a big old burp and go, "Hello, Barry."
You miss me?
We're in for a road trip, brother.
Jeez.
No, that won't work because I'm actually staying the night before.
Yeah. Thank God.
You know what? And you think that was an accident, don't you?
I'll pack him in my luggage. The morning of our departure, when we're just sitting there having eggs at the table, I'll sprinkle onion rings from Burger King on top of my scrambled eggs from packed in my luggage and go, "Ha, ha, ha, my plan is in action." 3 hours from now, no glass in the Prius.
Oh man!
All right, you're gonna be the one sweating your ass off.
It's so funny how the conversation changed after Joel arrived.
Yeah. Speaking of which, what are we drinking? Or did we get to that yet?
We're done. We're in Days of Our Lives.
We're into Days of Our Lives.
Oh, okay.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Twisted Raspberry Teas, and I brought the whole 6-pack for the show.
Okay.
Well.
All right. Good luck with that.
Oh, I'm already too into it.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we were down to, I was talking about yard work, and more yard work, because that's what I did last weekend.
Yes.
And until
that's what I did this weekend.
And then Saturday, we went to, Anne-Marie was invited once again to participate in the reading of the Declaration of Independence, which our town does every year at the old meeting house, which is just up the road from us. And so she got her line, and they have like 30 or 40 people that do it, so they go up there. So usually the first two readers read for a little bit, and then everybody else just gets one line. But she went up and read it, and then there's an ice cream social afterwards. And we did that, and I don't know whether it was the ice cream that caused my problem or what, but it was a rainy day. It was a rainy day here for the 4th of July. I did go out and barbecue some stuff with an umbrella. I've decided I'm going to get one of those ease up things that you can buy, you know, those tarp things. I think I'm going to get one of those and set it up for those days where it might look like rain, because I figure I can just set it up on the edge of where the cooker is, and instead of sitting there trying to hang on to an umbrella and cook at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That might work out better, but, you know, So we did get some. We did do a little bit of barbecuing, and yeah, that's when the problem started. And so, even though you guys did a show, I opted. We already talked about that, so I opted to skip because, yeah, running back and forth every 10 minutes wouldn't have been an option.
Right.
So. But,
hey, I would like to comment that your town reading the Declaration of Independence to me, mm-hmm. personally, I think is a hell of a damn good idea.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with that. That is really awesome.
And a lot of people come to it, too. They get an awful lot of people crowding into the hall. I think they come for the ice cream. But
and I love the video.
So. Oh, is that what you meant? Yeah, that was. I forgot about that. That's kind of a geek corner thing.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But I'll do it now anyway. So of course my wife's up there and she's coming up and I've got my phone down, the iPhone, the 6 Plus, and I lift it up and I was going to record the her section of it, right? So I bring it up right before she walks up and. All of a sudden, the thing tries to focus, right? And it's trying to focus, and it's going, nee, 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 nee. And all of a sudden, it kind of freezes. I said, it's not focused. What's going on? And all of a sudden, the beautiful white apple shows up on the screen. And it was rebooting.
Oh.
So, and of course, she gave her line and left, and the next person came up and gave their line and left, and about that time, my phone was finally done rebooting. And so, that was my little Google Plus comment there, who's like, taken by, this movie taken by Apple. G Plus, or Apple 6 Plus. And it was just a picture of the reboot screen.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I kept hitting play and nothing happened.
Michael was running, what the hell?
Yeah, that was it. So, anyway. So that was my 4th of July. And I got to tell you, well, we talked about this. My wife and I have been talking about this, as you know, and I've talked about this in previous shows that, our shelter shed, the fabric shed that we had out back that we used for 2 years. Well, it didn't make it through last winter.
Mm-hmm.
It died. It got too much snow on top of it. The snow turned to ice and, basically got heavier and heavier and bent all the poles. And so it's unrepairable. So we were opting. Eventually, we want to build a shed out back.
Right.
But at this time, building a shed is a little too costly for the pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
Because, we're talking about $3,000-$4,000 probably to do that. And so we said, well, we got to do something because all that stuff that's in the shed used to be in the garage, and we replaced that with other stuff.
Right.
So we got to do something. So we looked and investigated, and we said, well, the problem with this one was we got the tent type. It looked like it had a regular house roof on it.
Yep.
And the problem was when the snow went in on it, it kind of made its own dimples and it mm-hmm. settled on there. It didn't fall off, and it didn't help that I couldn't get back there to remove the snow. Uh-huh. So this time, and did a little investigating, the same company makes ones, but they make them like they're round on the top.
Yeah,
kind of like they look like Quonset huts.
Yeah, like a Quonset hut.
Yeah. So we opted this time to get one of those because I was reading and a lot of people said, oh, they're much better in snow because the snow does literally roll off of those things. It doesn't get caught in dimples or anything. So we're getting the Quonset hut type and it's 5 feet deeper.
Nice.
That should be.
Well, it depends how high they are and how deep your snow is.
Yeah, and we're gonna put it in a little bit of a different place that I can get to it in the wintertime, so and because it's around one, I'm thinking about putting a snow rope on it. And, you know, if you've ever dealt with or been around the domes that go around big antennas, dish antennas, and military or government facilities, they have usually, you see this rope hanging on one side, and it's called a snow rope, and they walk around it with that, and it knocks all the snow off of them. I'm thinking about doing, even though it's kind of rounded up at the top, but I think I could probably do a snow rope type thing there just to kind of go out there and pull on it, because I really don't want to take a roof rake and pull it off that way. I will if I have to, but you got to be very careful if you do that. So I'm thinking a rope might work better. So we'll see. It's been ordered. I ordered it today, so it'll be here in a couple weeks probably, and then you'll hear all about me cussing and cursing putting the thing together.
Well, it can't possibly be as much fun as the old Radio QRM episode where you were talking about putting up some kind of a backyard tent thing. I can't remember what it was.
That was the screen house.
Was funny as hell. Man, I laughed about that for weeks. I just kept listening to it over and over again. It was a pre-show bit. It was just hilarious.
Yeah, I might have to do another one of those for the...
I think I'll just replay that one. No one's going to know the difference, and it's funny as hell.
Yeah, I could do that. That was Anne Marie and I at that one time, putting that together. That was fun.
Yeah, it was funny to listen to.
Anyway, so that's my days of our lives, Michael.
Well, we're getting really close to production, so work has just been absolutely insane, which is explaining the lack of the podcast that shall not be named episodes, because I'm in the office from the time I get up till, all the lights just flicker here, until midnight, 1 in the morning, so not a lot of time for podcasting.
Wow.
I'm trying. I'm listening. I'm doing my part. Listening.
You're halfway there.
Yes.
I've been doing a lot of listening. Matter of fact, I marathoned Scott's The Uncommon Sense podcast because he claimed, when Joel and I met him up in the Hamfest, Nearfest, Ham Festival, we were telling him that he kind of did it the way... Ken does his, or Scarborough dude. Can I say those two words at the same time?
Yes, you can.
No, okay,
yes.
It's like one of those things. Both of them are unclassified unless you say them unless you say them together, and then it becomes classified.
Right.
But he always did segments, shorter segments, and then put them together to make a long show. Well, and therefore, unfortunately, Ken's podcasts go into my C list because they're long shows. Just like Late Night QRM's in the C list also, because they're
Late Night QRM. Yeah, I was going to say, Late Night QRM is in its own classification for being too damn long.
Just ask Anthony.
It's right up there with the audio version of War and Peace.
There you go.
Our new motto is 2X, we sound smarter.
I like it.
But we made the suggestion to Scott, because Scott was kind of doing them the same way. I said, Scott, why don't you just put them out as short ones? And so he's trying to do that. And so I said, okay, well, and he sent me an email that he was trying to do that. So I said, well, then I'll move you up into the B group, which is the shorter podcast. Well, when I did that, I had a bunch of long ones that were still there that I hadn't listened to of his. So I marathoned through them. Actually, they were good. I enjoyed listening to them. And I had comments to make. And I sent him emails because it's like, okay, you did this one back in December, but... gave him some comments. But now I've gotten to the shorter ones. Of course, his idea of short is about 45 minutes to an hour. So he's right.
That's our idea, just warming up.
Yeah, I'm watching the clock.
Well,
this
actually,
time.
Today was our idea of waiting for Joel to show up.
Don't wait for me. I ain't got nothing to say.
But we love you, Joel.
Okay.
So anyway, anyway, I caught up on his, and I'm trying to catch up on some of the other ones too. Although I haven't had much time to listen to podcasts lately, so I listen to them back and forth to work. But and I do listen to them at work now when I'm actually sitting at my desk, because I'm using the Pocket Casters. Their web version of it, which is cool.
Yep.
So
hey, what you're using? What
Pocket Cast? That's what I use for my my podcaster software.
And, oh, really?
And they have it's cross platform, so it works on Android, it works on iOS devices, and they have a website version or web version of it that you can log in and listen to your podcast right there on a PC or iMac or anything that runs a web browser.
I'll check into that. That sounds interesting.
So, yeah, it's basically a $9.99 app. It's pretty much the same price as Downcaster, but I haven't had a lick of problems with this one at all. So the only problem I have once in a while is when I start, and I don't think it's Pocket Cast's problem. I think it's actually an iOS problem. Every once in a while, for some reason, I'll have the volume full volume, and I can barely hear the podcast. All right. And I've learned that if I flip up and I start killing other apps that are kind of sitting there in the background, they must hang on to the audio input or output or whatever, because usually if I kill Facebook, or then there's a couple other apps that might be just sitting there, if I swipe them up and kill them, boom, the sound comes back.
Cool.
So that's the only option, the only thing I've noticed, and I've actually had it happen on other apps also, so I'm thinking it's an iOS issue with their core sound library or whatever. So, anyway, boy, that came out of nowhere. So, Joel.
Yeah. That's good. I'm just basically recapping what I kind of blurted in and interrupted you guys with, which is as far as days of our lives for me. Let's see. I got some more 5 hours of ink work done. Trying to get ready for the round tabling. Well, I want to make sure I put my best foot forward and my scary arm forward and look my best, and so they can all go, oh, those damn Americans. But
probably won't be able to get across the border now.
Probably not. Yeah, I wholeheartedly anticipate being turned around. But they're going to like, when did you get out of prison? Never been there. Actually, I put a few guys in there, but I've never been myself. Thank you very much. And they'll turn around and say, we don't believe you. You have to go home now. So anyway, I got that done. And what else to do? I took the plunge. A couple shows back, I had mentioned, that's it, darn it, guys. I'm going to take the plunge and sign up for Twitter. And so I signed up for Twitter, Twitter, whatever the hell it is. I hate it. I hate it with a passion. I detest that app. I detest what it's about. I detest the internet know-it-all bully bullshit that you see across it, and I shut it off. So that lasted about 48 hours for me.
I'm feeling the same way about most of social media these days, except for podcasts, because I don't really... I know it's part of social media, but it's more of a show type thing, entertainment
yes.
type thing.
Right.
And, but these things like Facebook, and I still like Google Plus only because yep. I control what I see and when I can see it. But
I have to say, the one I agree, I'm totally jumping on your bandwagon. I like Google Plus. It's the only one that I do like. I mean, granted, I don't have experience in Facebook firsthand. Right. I have second and third hand and have heard the stories, and I'm like, no way in hell would I sign up for that.
Yeah.
And I was staunchly against the idea of doing Twitters, Twatters, and Tooters. And I thought, no, maybe it's better. Maybe I'm just I'm reading too much into it, and yada, 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 so let's try it out. I looked at it. I put it on my phone. I put it on the computer, and I went, you know what? This is shit. I should have trusted my instincts and stayed the hell away from it.
Hmm.
And that's what I'm doing from now on. Just like,
I have it, and I've got an account, but the only thing that I Twitter usually is, and it goes out automatically, is when we post a show, it automatically goes up. and when I use Runkeeper, that gets posted, and that's also posted automatically.
Right.
Yeah, that goes to Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah. So, you know, that's in Facebook. Like I said, Facebook, I keep up with it because there are people I like to keep up with that's the only thing they do. So I do, but I don't post that much on there anymore.
Right.
And when I do go look at it, it's almost like, oh, I guess I better go check Facebook because I really don't give a fuck what anybody thinks politically or socially about social causes, about political causes. And, you know, half the time you only piss me off whether I agree with you or don't agree with you. It's like, I don't care. You know?
But the only reason I'm on Facebook is there are people that I went to high school with that I kind of care about.
Oh, yeah,
and people, you know, from college and most especially, a lot of people from, you know, all the years I was in the Air Force.
Right.
There's
right.
a lot of those guys that, you know, that we don't really talk a whole lot, but. I mean, as far as having a conversation, but it's nice to know that they're doing okay and that life is good for them.
Seeing what they're up to. That part of Facebook is good. Yeah. Unfortunately, I haven't figured out how the hell to filter that. Filter all the other crap out on Facebook.
Well, the biggest problem with Facebook is you don't have any damn control over what comes across your feed.
Yeah.
Because it's like they're trying to decide what it is you're interested in, and like, you follow all these people, but if you don't click like on a lot of the things that these people say, a lot of the things that they post on Facebook are going to fail to show up on your feed because you're not clicking like on things.
Right.
So Facebook assumes that you're not interested in what they have to say.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, why don't you just let me follow the people I want to follow and just shut the fuck up. Shut the hell up. And just... let me get whatever they've got to say.
And that's why I like Google Plus, because I can create circles. We have a community where I'm actually interested in our community when anybody posts in our community and other people. And I can filter out. Every once in a while, something slips in. And there's another guy, a fairly new podcaster. His name's Jason, spelled with an E. He's from the Cleveland area. And I'm sorry, Jason, I don't remember the name of your podcast, but I started listening to it, and he kind of nailed it. He thinks when you go on Facebook and people spout off a political thing, he says you should put you should leave a comment and put it in caps and do an all caps thing. Wow, I can't believe that. That makes me so angry, you know. And then and then put it back down in normal text and say, is that what you expected me to say? I said, you know, that is a damn good idea. You know, just start doing this to see if people, you know, you go through and it's like, oh, God, I don't care. I disagree with you and you're not going to change my mind. You know, so stop posting this bullshit here. You're not going to change anybody's mind. Anyway. Yes, so I agree with you, Joel. I'm sorry. And no, Twitter, no, no. I find the same way. The only thing, you can, with Twitter, you can wean it down if you want by stop following certain people and stuff. Right. And I pretty much just follow news outlets because they will Twitter. Sometimes you'll see a tweet on something that happened faster on Twitter than you will actually on the news or something.
Yep.
So, most of the people I follow on Twitter are news organizations.
Yeah. Just the only thing is that some of the things that you run across on Twitter haven't been vetted properly.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I'm smart enough to vet it. Because I am already one of these people that questions everything. Yeah. So I don't take, I mean, even from news sources, even what I hear on the evening news, I question, because I've seen how they work. I've seen how they operated. Local news especially too. I've seen them report stories that I've been to, and they have gotten it so wrong, or they've twisted it so much that it makes no sense. What they're saying is like a total lie. You know, it's like you have twisted that into a story. It is not. That is not what happened.
So. All right, Joe. That's the basic nature of all American media these days.
Yeah, it's not real. As I said, there is no new. There's really no good reporting anymore. It's not there anymore.
I don't know. I think the BBC still does a pretty good job.
Well, I meant in this country.
Oh, okay. Because I tend to look to like the Toronto Globe or the BBC for news that's happening internationally and even here in the U.S.
Yeah.
I tend to get a better perspective from outside the U.S. because they're not trying to skew it towards the candidate that they would most like to see elected, you know? And it always seems to come down to something that somebody is saying. And it might be somebody that has nothing at all to do with what's occurring. So why are you bringing them up? But, you know, the foreign news services don't bring up anything that's not related to the story.
Yeah. Well, they do old-type reporting. Like we used to do it that way. But then when the 24-hour news cycle came around, everything's changed. And everything's to highlight and piss people off or get people angry because, oh, yeah, it sells ads.
Well, I mean, let's face it. That's why a lot of people like Stern got really popular. He was saying things that were controversial. They got people going.
Yeah.
And a lot of the talk show people, you know, they say things that aren't necessarily their opinion because they say things that they know are going to gain them audience size.
Right.
You know, people are going to listen and get all pissed off, you know, whether they for them or against them, they're all going to tune in to either agree with what they're saying or get pissed off about what they're saying.
Exactly.
But meanwhile, the audience is growing, the ad revenues are growing, and they could care less.
That's all that counts. So, yeah, I find myself watching less and less news. I'll read it online or watch videos online more than deal with news organizations. Speaking of news organizations,
I'm pretty much the same way.
Yeah.
And before I really follow a story, I want to hear two or three different sides of it.
Yeah.
You know, what does the BBC say? What do other sources say?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, try to make sense of the different versions.
Right. And, of course, my one fundamental rule is if you start watching or listening to a news report and they play background music on it, off it goes. I will not listen to anything that's got music in the background of a story because that is not part of the story. That is not part of the report. You are doing that to make me feel a certain way about it, and I refuse to listen to that report.
Well, they're trying to turn it into entertainment instead of information.
So, anyway. So, that's the way I feel about that. And, yeah. Anyway. Okay. So, I guess, Michael, are you still there? Michael?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
What? You got quiet, and I know you've been having IT problems. I know you've spent the day going up to people saying, have you tried turning it off, and then turning it back on?
Turning it back on again.
Yeah. So I didn't know whether we still had you there.
I didn't realize we'd gone to Geek Corner yet.
Well, we're about to go to Geek Corner.
Okay.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Sorry, I cut you off with the
my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
Okay, we're into Geek Corner now. And this is kind of a Geek Corner thing. Oh my God.
Yes.
He must have lights.
Ooh.
My neighbor is still shooting.
Oh.
He must have lights. That's all I can say. Either that or he's using tracer rounds. I don't know. Anyway.
Maybe he doesn't care where he's shooting.
Maybe he's just shooting randomly into the woods. So, there's a story. I put it in Geek Corner. It's kind of a, I don't know. I guess some parents are upset. But I guess McDonald's, there's a new Minion movie coming out from Despicable Me, you know, that group. Well, there's a new movie coming out, Minions. It's all about the Minions. And so, naturally, there's little toys going all over the place. And I pay attention to it because we've just recently watched Despicable Me and Despicable Me 2. And Emery loves those movies, and she particularly loves the Minions. I mean, she does a perfect Minion. You know, she talks to all the animals now as a Minion. I can't do it, but she does it perfectly. But so anyway, McDonald's, of course, is giving out in their little Happy Meals or whatever they're calling them now. They're giving out these little Minion toys, and I guess if you tap on them, they say things in Minion. And a couple of them they found is one of them, and I heard the recording of one. It's like, and then he goes, "What the fuck?
What's it? I want that."
And there's another one where it says, "God damn it!
Where do you get those?
McDonald's.
I want
get a Happy Meal. Apparently they're there. They're pretty much
get ones that swear.
The what the fuck one. It pretty much sounds like it's really saying what the fuck. You know.
You have one?
I don't have one. I just heard the video.
So we all want one now.
Of course, you can't watch it from a news source because they always bleep it out. But I found you go up on YouTube and you can find them up there. People are recording them. And of course, I guess parents are a little upset about it. But I think it's kind of funny myself.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. I mean, it's probably too late to get one now that still swears. They probably got them all pulled back.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know because I don't think they're saying that they are.
So I got to risk ruining my health and go out and buy a lot of Happy Meals.
We don't have to eat them. You can just buy the Happy Meal, throw the food.
That's really, hey, little girl, you want a Happy Meal? As long as they get the toy, you can have the food.
Well. So I just that's a Geek's Corner
new
for me.
New collector's item on eBay.
Yeah, no lie. Totally.
Yeah.
In about 5 years, you'll be able to sell them for about $50.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I could find it in time, but because I was listening to it on my, when the story came up, I was listening to it on my phone, so I don't think I have it up anymore. With the, let me see, I might have it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, look, irritating. Oh, yeah. Hey, Matt, let me find the video. I can do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, really.
Let's talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, talk amongst yourself while you do that.
All right.
Anybody else got any geeky things going on this week?
So, did you replenish your podcasting supplies there, Joel?
Believe it or not, that's not...
Or did you have...
I already had podcasting supplies here. I've actually had a case of a bad tummy. And
sounds
that,
familiar.
Yeah, you must have willed it, mailed it, emailed it over to me because, honest to God, I woke up this morning and I mean, I felt okay, but definitely have an upset stomach and a lot of visits to a very special room in the house frequently.
And, run, Joel, run.
Yeah, it's just one of those situations where you're like, wow, oh man, my stomach's really upset. But it is what it is.
Sorry.
Oh, I think he bumped his microphone.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
All right, wait a minute. I'm going to try to play this. Let's see if we can. Wait a minute. Do I have to hit it again?
I don't know. Do you? Use a bigger
That's
set.
That's the Minion we bought the other night. My daughter got a Happy Meal from McDonald's with a toy, of course. originally we didn't think anything of it until my wife this morning was moving it out of the car seat and heard something didn't quite sound right.
You hear that?
Seriously, I have McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want one. I could use that at work all day long.
Somebody here put a comment, I want a swearing minion.
Well, I'm not alone.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Okay. Hey, okay, I was glad I found that real quick.
Yeah, thanks, Barry.
Yes. Now we have a goal. I mean, I hate McDonald's with a passion, but...
Now you got a reason to go there.
Exactly.
A swearing minion.
Yeah. You know what I'm afraid of, speaking of fast food?
What's that?
Then when we get to the border, because if I remember correctly, a Canadian company bought Burger King and Tom Horton are owned by the same...
Burger King bought Tim Hortons.
But I think Burger King is a Canadian company now, because before that, Burger King merged with a Canadian company before they bought. That's why they bought Tom Horton. So
I think it's Tim Horton, not Tom.
Tim
Horton. Famous hockey player, Tim Horton. Tim.
Well, I wouldn't know then. I thought he made coffee.
He does now in his death, but he used to play hockey when he was alive.
Oh,
but anyway, if Burger King bought Tim Horton, I don't know who bought Burger King before that, but the Canadian government put a lot of stipulations upon the purchase, one of which was that in Canada, the majority of Tim Horton's managers had to be Canadian. Hmm. And they could not co-locate a Tim Horton's and a Burger King in the same building.
Wow. I just figured Burger King would be starting to serve Tim Horton coffee or something.
They are. They do, down here in Hudson.
Yeah. Really?
They do, really?
Well, anyway, my concern would be is when we're going up to cross into Canada at the border, the nice Canadian border patrol people would say, oh, welcome to Canada, and may I introduce you to a complimentary.
Complimentary.
Go ahead.
There we go,
here.
Toy boat. Complimentary bag of Burger King onion rings.
Thank you. Does it come with a free cup of coffee?
Isn't that hard to spit out, Barry?
Complimentary, yes. A contamentary. more Jiminy Cook.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Tasty.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway. So, Michael.
Yes.
You're next.
Oh, yes. Well, I made the mistake of upgrading to iOS 8.4 this last go around. And you know what? It reminds me of that old song. Somebody's cleaned up and I can't find anything anymore. I can't find any of my songs that I've loaded on my iPhone. Thank you, Apple Music. You suck.
Mine are all in the cloud.
That's from my fanboy.
Mine were all up in the cloud.
I can't. I mean, I had all my stuff that was in between. And I can't. You go to My Music, which you have to go off to the right, you know, the Group W bench. Mm-hmm. Click on the dot, dot, dot to find your music. And it comes up by artist, not by song. It's freaking hard to find anything. Excuse my language. Yes, I am not ahead of camp.
Sounds like a reference from Alice's Restaurant when he was going through the draft.
It sure is.
I think there's a way you can go in there and do just the song list.
Well, I haven't found it yet, and I'm not exactly an uninformed user, so it's not easy to find. It's in that drawer in the basement behind the locked door that says, Beware of Leopard. Okay, now we get in.
Of course, when I was using iTunes, I was using it on the MacBook Pro, so I did find it there. Now that you say that, I don't think I've ever even opened iTunes yet.
I have heard those horror stories that a number of people have gone on to Apple Music and had their iTunes libraries totally scrambled. Huh. So I have not touched Apple Music because I like my library just as well organized as it is, and I don't want it disturbed. So until I hear
back,
so you know,
and all I hear from Beats One is
beat.
Yeah, really, who wants that?
For some part of the population, but it sure as hell isn't good for me.
I agree.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm wound up tonight.
No, that's fine, because I'm feeling the same way. I really don't use it that much, except for the purchase songs and use them illegally on the show. Oh, no, I mean I sample them on the show.
I do everything through iTunes. You know, I play all of my music through my stereo from iTunes because it's all integrated, you know, and my Macs talk to my amplifier and blow it through the speakers at loud volumes when my wife's not around. And it's wonderful. So I don't want it messed with. When I started hearing stories about that, I stayed away from Apple Music. And Michael, I have read a lot of people having the same issues you're having, that everything gets all kicked around, you can't find anything, and I don't want no part of that. So I'm not touching nothing until I hear this has gotten better. I don't even care if it's free for 3 months, because I can't deal with the aggravation for 3 months that I can't find squat, because, you know, I've got a rather large iTunes library.
I can't,
you know, none of their channels do anything for me. You know, I pay for my Pandora, and I like what I get from my Pandora, but shit, man, they missed the mark big time for me here.
Well, I've never even been big in any streaming. You know, I messed around with Spotify off and on, but, you know, where I live, there's not a lot of bandwidth, and if you can get connectivity at all, so streaming is kind of like a non-issue, which is why I don't bother with Netflix, and I watch Amazon Video off and on because there are shows I want to see that I can't get any other way, even though I have to put up with them in standard def, which sucks. But anyway, excuse me. But, you know, when it comes to music, I don't want my music messed with, you know, because I listen to music all the freaking time. And when I first heard stories about things being scrambled and you couldn't find stuff and then all of your playlists get trashed, I was like, no, because I've got a whole crap load of playlists for different things. And I don't really want any of that stuff messed with. So I'm not taking a chance. End of rant.
Well, I wish I had done that, actually.
Well, it's interesting.
How bad could it be? Well, crap, it was pretty bad.
I just brought up music, which is the app, the iTunes map,
yes.
App. And I'm looking at my music, and it's you're right, it's groups in alphabetical order.
Yes.
It's artist. It's by artist.
You used to be able to look for a song really quickly when you were on Boss Jock, when you're doing a recording. It's like you throw a song in at the end, you know, really fast.
Yeah.
Not anymore. It's like, oh, shit, I remember the name of the song. I don't remember who did it.
Well, the search thing, if you know the name of the song, the search thing just worked for me, okay.
Yeah, I prefer the alphabetical song list. Thank you very much.
Have you signed into Apple Music yet, Barry?
You mean the app?
No, not just the app, but you have to have to initialize the whole thing. And, like, you know, I don't know what the whole process is because I've avoided it. But you have to buy into the Apple Music thing.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. I don't like their streaming, and frankly, I tried to listen to the B1 streaming that's got DJs.
Yeah, it
and
sucks.
I'm sorry. Joel, please jump in with your...
yeah. Shit, I forgot the whole damn song.
Barry.
I'm just trying to remember.
I had him do it last week, Barry.
Because it was like, I listen to that and I hear the DJs, and first of all, the DJs don't sound like DJs. At least the DJs I grew up with. You know, we all had the voices to be a DJ, you know? And
now they all sound like this. Yeah, squeaky voices. Yeah. Oh, you should hear this song next. Ah.
And,
we're going to hear the next song by Billy and the Faggots.
BCN in Boston, which was more like WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, in the daytime, you had very active guys. You know, they used to have the morning mattress matinee, and they used to have some news and things. But in the evenings, things got much more mellower and things, you know. And it was a whole different environment. And I really kind of miss that about radio. It's kind of one of the reasons I quit listening to radio. And when I discovered podcasting, I was glad to be freed from the wasteland that radio had become.
For my wife, we moved away from satellite radio too, and she went to Live 365, and we actually, you can listen to that for free. It jumps in with commercials and stuff like that, but we opted that we said, you know, for $4 a month for what she likes to listen to and everything, we pay for the premium thing, and she loves Live 365 because she can listen to just about anything she wants. It's just like the satellite stuff, except for, you know, actually it's got more than the satellite stuff does. And she likes to listen to old time radio. Sometimes she likes to listen to classical. Sometimes she likes to listen to jazz. She likes to listen to 70s, 80s music. You know, you name it, country, whatever. You can find a station there, and you know it's good. And we also listen to Pandora when we're in the car a lot. Also.
Yeah. Well, Pandora services don't really play well because I don't have cell service everywhere I go, especially you know, to and from home.
Well, believe it or not, Pandora actually works better than the satellite services because here there's so many freaking mountains and high trees and everything that the satellite radio goes out all the time up here.
Yeah, we had the same thing. We when we first picked up our Chevy Silverado, it came with a full year of free satellite radio. And you know, we were always the same way because we have dense woods and things around here. And not really a lot of mountains like where you are, but we would still have intermittent places where we wouldn't get a signal and things.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and of course, if it's just me in the car, I'm listening to podcasts, so.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah. I do it old school with my old iPod Classic.
Yeah, well, whichever way. Yeah.
Well, because it's easy to control with just one digit.
Uh-huh. Well, like I said, I have my playlist. And when I get in the car, I say, play everything in the playlist. And of course, I've got tons of stuff in the playlist. So, yeah, that's usually good for a couple hours, at least. So, anyway, okay. Yes, well, I agree with you, Michael, on Apple Music sucks. And of course, yes, there was also a lot of people that had problems with 8.4 with their phones heating up and battery life going horrible. And
again.
Yes.
I said again.
Yeah. So and
by the way, thanks for the tip on how to.
Did that work for you?
It didn't work for me.
Okay.
My phone got so god darn hot you could fry eggs on the back of it, and then it just kind of bloop shut off.
Yeah.
And I thought, ruh-roh, what the hell just happened here? And here's the weird thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
I had started to do the update, and somehow, I know what it was, I left the house and I had the cellular data turned off. So it only was, it downloaded it, but it was only halfway through installing it. I can't remember how the hell I paused it somehow.
Okay.
But just that little bit of installation was enough to cause it to turn into a George Foreman grill.
Well, I think you may have gotten the whole thing down, and I think there's a problem because a lot of people were complaining about that. And the article I read that I forwarded to Joel because he was having sounded like the same issues was, what you need to do is do a factory reset, toy boot, and then just install it then, and then of course you got to manually put everything back on, which is a royal pain in the ass to do. And
Yeah, I agree. You know, you would think something like that would be easier since you have backups. I mean,
well, Apple, of course, was kind of hinting that it wasn't their fault. It was the way some of the apps were written, and they were causing the problem. So, believe what you want. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I say the same thing. Needless to say, it happened. Joel was a victim of it.
Yes, I was.
And hopefully you got it fixed. Apparently it's going to be temporary. Oh, I'm Michael, I'll get back to you. Because we're talking about this, so I'm jumping to Joel.
Yes. So, thank you, Michael, by the way, for your patience and understanding. Please stand by. It was a temporary, permanent fix to a temporary phone. Mm-hmm. And that being, reason being, I should say, is I ordered a iPhone 5C.
Cool.
I purchased it online. I purchased two of them. Unfortunately, the first one that came in was not for the carrier that it was specified for.
Oh, really?
And that was a problem. I mean, the sellers were real good. I bought it on eBay. Uh-huh. Clean ESN, clean MEID, clean iCloud. But I wanted it, needed it for U.S. Cellular.
Uh-huh.
And it came in for Cricket.
Cricket?
I'm like,
oh, really?
Cricket, which does have phenomenal rates for data and all kinds of stuff. I mean, really good.
I've seen their commercials.
And they used to have a fantastic, a really, really good CDMA network that worked in all sorts of remote areas.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for Cricket subscribers, AT&T bought them.
Oh, really?
AT&T bought them a little while back and says as of March of this year has been shutting off and migrating Cricket CDMA to Cricket GSM, which actually that's not even necessarily a bad thing either,
mm-hmm.
except for the fact that GSM phones, which I know because I bought one, don't work out in Antrim, New Hampshire.
Hmm.
I bought an AT&T burner phone, you know, at Best Buy for $50.
Yeah.
Activated it, got a phone number for it, drove out to beautiful Antrim, New Hampshire.
Check it out.
To check out more of my, how many bars? What do you mean there's no bars?
Yeah.
But if you go on their website and you look, that whole area is supposedly covered by GSM, by AT&T. And, trust me, I had the phone in my hand. No, it ain't.
I don't have problems in downtown Antrim.
Right.
And then when you were asking me, I said, well, I didn't have any problems in downtown Antrim, and I didn't have any problems out 31. There's some portals out there up this hill.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problems out there.
That's an
but you're further away from, you're further down 31.
Yeah, I'm further up and further north.
It's up 31. Yeah, mm-hmm. And so I couldn't answer you because I'd never been up there with my phone.
I found it also one bar here, one bar there, one bar here, two bars there, right up until you start to get through downtown, and then it's just like, good luck.
Yeah.
And so, but the one carrier I have found that consistently works all the way through the northern part of Antrim is U.S. Cellular.
Oh,
and their CDMA, which is the same as Verizon, yep. And that's fine. I don't
know. I used to be when I first came up here. We went U.S. Cellular because they're really the only ones that were out in the rural area.
In the rural areas that work,
yeah,
and work pretty darn consistently.
Hmm.
You know where AT&T and Sprint and Verizon fail miles and miles before you get where you're going.
Yeah,
U.S. Cellular would still work.
Well, I'll be curious to see if you get that phone and it works in Antrim, and then you come visit at my house. I would like to see how well you do here, because U.S. Cellular basically doesn't look like it does well here, according to their maps.
Right.
But I'll tell you, I'm going to be shopping around, because AT&T has this new rule that they put into effect when it comes to getting iPhones.
Yeah.
The next time you want to purchase an iPhone, you can't buy it at the Apple store. You have to buy it through AT&T.
Goodbye.
Yeah, and I'm saying, yeah, no thanks, because when the new phone comes out and, you know, I can at least order it through the Apple Store and get it relatively either on the same day or whatever, but AT&T doesn't get nearly the amount of phones that, of course, Apple gets.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm not doing that. Sorry. Yeah.
Yep.
The only
yep.
reason I switched to AT&T was because they were the only carrier that did the iPhone.
Right. Exactly. So now that everybody just about does it except Virgin Mobile.
Yeah.
Then that being the case, yeah, everybody does them. Everybody yeah. has them. So there's no reason that you have to stay with that one. And as a matter of fact, there are other carriers that are work better. I know Verizon works all over the place in Jaffrey, yeah. everywhere.
Yeah,
I know they do because I got friends who got Verizon phones on their back. And I know U.S. Cellular works everywhere because Dr. Kenny, he's the one who's got U.S. Cellular. Okay. He came up and it works everywhere in Jaffrey.
Yeah, okay.
Including text, data, voice, the works. Yeah.
I might be thinking about. Also, I thought the new phones, did both. I thought the new phones had both chipsets in
them. Yes, they do. GSM and CDMA. The iPhone 5C and 5S yeah. and all the 6s.
Not that I'm doing a lot of business travel overseas anymore, but one of the other reasons why I like GSM is it worked everywhere.
Right.
When I was traveling.
They're only unlocked on the Verizon version.
What's that?
I said they're only unlocked on the Verizon 5S version and above.
Oh, really?
Oh, on Verizon. Okay, so 5S and up is when they're unlocked for GSM and CDMA. Well, right. Fortunately for me, I'm on U.S. Cellular, and they're unlocked, I think, for 4S and up on U.S. Cellular. Yeah. But, I mean, that's the round. As a matter of fact, it's supposed to get here on the 16th.
Cool.
Cool.
So I'm pretty darn excited about that. I mean, you know, now no more 4S. Not that I have any complaints really about the 4S, with the exception of the fact, like I said, it wouldn't turn into a George Foreman grill.
But yeah, that would kind of dampen things.
Well, it actually was in my front left pocket, and I'm driving Goldfinger, and I went,
"You're driving field. What?
Goldfinger." Love that. Anyway,
thanks, yeah. Barry.
Yes, thank you. I was driving and with my beautiful bride, and we were coming, actually, oddly enough, back from Antrim. And I said to her, "Something wrong with my left leg." She's like, "What?" I said, "It feels weird." So I stick my hand in my pocket. I pull out my phone and damn near burnt tips of my fingers when it touched the back of the phone.
Wow.
And I went, "Oh, shit, take this, and hold it by the edges." And she holds it by the edges, and we put it in front of the vents where the air conditioning's running.
Yeah.
And try to blow, you know, cool air from the vents up into the where the microphone and the speakers are.
Yeah. Wow.
And, and I thought, oh, crap. So then I came home and activated the old shit droid. And, sent you boys a text saying, "I'm on the shit droid." That lasted right up to when Barry sent me the fix for the 4S at the reboot. I did the reboot, and then he reactivated my 4S.
Cool.
Yeah, you sent like 4 messages saying, "I'm seriously thinking about leaving Apple." I'm like, wow!
I know. And I'm like, wait a minute. But the only problem is that I can't talk to Michael because usually iMessage works on Wi-Fi, and he doesn't have a cell signal, so there's no way he'd get the texts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I really, you know, I used the shit droid. That's the official name for it, by the way. And and I'm sitting here trying to, granted, it's an old one, and I'm trying to feather through it. And nothing's where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, how do I change the setting? And I'm like, oh, wait a minute, you got to think turd droid. And I'm going through and the menu, what to do. And I'm like, oh, this is bullshit. Where's my Apple iPhone? So I
get used to things being at certain places.
Yes, and I'm like, if I had a complaint, and I do, the only real gripe, complaint, whine, or bitch that I have about the iPhone and iOS regardless of the generation, is that that iTunes blows so bad because of trying to migrate music into the phone and out of the phone and back up the phone to the computer and manipulate it. It's such a pain in the butt versus when I used to plug in my HTC Incredible, piece of cake. Zoom, 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 slide in what I want, done. Put it on the memory card or put it in the memory of the phone. Doesn't matter.
I never had a problem with that, but then I do it by backup. You know, I always back up my phone every couple of days. And you hit the backup and it says, do you want to back up everything, the apps and everything? And I say, yeah, sure. And it takes a while, but everything goes
I back up my phone, too, but it's just, you know, trying to organize the music. I like Barty. I mean, it's I personally freaking hate it, to be honest with you. I hate the way it's set up. I hate the way iTunes, you know, what songs do you want to put on your phone? I'm like, well, I've got so much, you know, X number of gigs worth of room. Although that was another problem. I keep running out of freaking room on the phone, and I ran out of room on iCloud, which was a bummer. But
yeah, I think that's a real pain in the ass too. I have that's one of the reasons I stick with an iPod Classic is I can put almost my entire iTunes library on my friggin' iPod and have it with me. You know, and I can do what I want with it. I can have like 200 playlists. Well, if I want to hear Aerosmith early, or Aerosmith mid-career, Aerosmith later, Aerosmith miscellaneous, the same thing with the Stones. I can have all this crap. I can thumb around with it within seconds and activate it, and I can just kick back and go.
Right.
You know? And when you go to try to do that with an iPhone or an iPod Touch,
user-friendly.
Yeah, because you have to slide to get access, and then you got to poke around, find the friggin' app and stuff, where the iPod, all it's about is playing music. That's
it. And the physical layout of the UI for the music player for iTunes, I find more than clunky. In other words,
well, they keep changing that. That's why I agree with you there. I don't like that, because every time they come out with a new version of iTunes, they frickin' change the GUI, and it's like, please stop messing with that. People
but they never
like
make
things.
It better.
I know.
Right. See, again, I'm going back to my HTC Incredible. When I had that, and let's say I had, you know, my earbuds in and I was listening to music, and let's say it was a song that I didn't necessarily want to hear right now, and it's playing from my library. Well, yes, I know you can look down at your iPhone, and there's a little arrow to the right, or a little arrow to the left, that you're going to go to the next song or go back a song, regardless if it's in mix or, you know, straight order. But you know what would be even smart, way more smarter or better than having to try and find those stupid fucking little arrows and press on it with your thumb 11 times until it actually sees the electrical circuit being closed with the flesh of your thumb? How about my Incredible? I swiped it. Swipe it left, swipe it right. It would boop that song off. Next one plays. Swipe it again. Next one,
you know
that
what's
one
funny
off.
Is I've got a Microsoft Zune.
Yeah.
From way back in the day, I had a Microsoft Zune music service where you could pay $10 a month and download all the music you wanted to hear and play with it and all that kind of stuff. Yep. Load it on your Zune. That was the way the Zune worked.
Yep.
If you got tired of a song, you could just simply swipe it one way and go to the next song. But if it was ending and you wanted to hear it again, you could swipe it the other way and it would restart it.
Yep.
You could swipe twice to skip back to the previous song, or swipe twice the other way to go to the next song. It was really handy. It was even more handy than the iPod.
Yep.
And I still have the Zune. I love the Zune. But unfortunately, the Zune music service is gone and no more. So the Zune is just useless. I just keep it around just because I like the damn thing. It was really nice to play with.
Well, the HTC Incredible does exactly the same thing. Just swipe it, and that's what the screen locks. So you don't have to have the phone unlocked. And in other words, it's in lock mode. You look at it, swipe, because I'm like, I don't want to listen to this song. And you don't even need to look at the phone at all. You just have to touch the screen and drag your thumb from right to left.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way the Zune was.
Yep.
It was really cool.
With the music player on the iPhone, it's like, okay, well, here's a little arrow to the right and a little arrow to the left. And, you know, it's like trying to do fucking brain surgery, especially if you're, like, doing something else besides just holding the phone and looking at it.
Or if you're trying to jam it with a fat thumb, you know, and they can't tell exactly where you're pressing. And I'm like, screw you!
Exactly.
You know, that's why I like my iPod, because the iPod has got that big round ring. Yeah. My fat thumb can control that easily.
Yeah.
You know? So I hate using... playing around with podcast or music or anything on the iPhone or the iPod Touch, because you got to swipe to activate it, first of all. And if the app isn't at the top, then you got to find around and get the app up to the top just so you can try to do things with it. And it's like, if you're driving, you're screwed.
Yeah, and if you try to hit the shuffle button on the Apple iPhone player. Now, they've changed it, because I'm looking at it right now.
I'm looking at it right now, and what you, there's nothing like that now. It gives you a list of, if you got a playlist, it gives you a list of songs.
Yep.
And that's, you can go up and down, but you actually have to tap each song if you want to.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm looking at my music, and blah, 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 here's Benny Goodman, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. But you used to be able to just hit shuffle and play.
I don't even see shuffle anymore.
Nope, it's gone. I'm looking at playlist. You have playlists, all playlists, new playlist, edit playlist, blah.
Oh no! Wait, if you hit the three dots, and you
if you can
play
see
next,
dots
add to
driving.
Up next, make available, add to playlist, delete, cancel.
That's bullshit. This is crap. You know, it's just
there's one way, other way. Let's see if this works. I don't know whether it works or not.
Oh, Siri,
play Aerosmith.
There it is. I hear it. It's Angel.
No, that's Dream On.
Oh, Dream On, yeah.
From the first album.
Now, can you tell it to skip?
I'm going to try it. Skip. Skipping.
Oh, wow.
So you might want to try out Siri. I'm just saying, I've never played with it here. I said, I heard that they worked on Siri's interface to it, but I never tried it.
That's interesting. So then the next thing is I'm wondering myself, now can you say...
Shuffle.
Shuffle music.
Okay, turning shuffle on. No,
it says, skip that one, because it's a boring one.
Skip. Skipping. Skipping. I may not have a lot of Aerosmith on there.
That the nerve of you. Oh, that's right. You're not from New England.
Yeah, mine's playing.
Well, I that's just an option. I don't know. Mine's still in skipping.
Hold on a second. Let me try something.
I don't think I have a lot of Aerosmith on.
Skip the next song. Skip the next song. Going.
Oh, mine finally just skipped.
Oh, Tool.
Stop playing.
Stop playing.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, paused. Oh, so Siri's working pretty damn good,
wow,
I gotta
that's
say.
That's impressive. You know what? I recant my bitch.
No. I mean, still, people like to, you know.
Well, you know what? I'll have to try that through my watch. See if it.
Yeah.
Control my music cool. through my watch. That'd be really that cool.
That would be some cool Dick Tracy shit right
What I like about this is you can use it in your car with the new law in effect.
Because you're allowed to touch the button once.
Yes.
You're allowed to touch one button. On the phone.
Yeah, because you can feel it. You don't have to take your eyes off the road. And with my with Anne-Marie's new Bluetooth thing, it's a big button that we pasted right up on next to the radio. Yeah. So she can just go there, and it's, you know, the whole thing's a big button, and you press that, and then it brings Siri up.
Yeah, after you talked about that, I was looking at one of those, and this one's like a big button, but it has like five small sections of one big button, and you can attach it to your steering wheel.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, as you're driving, you just move your thumb over, boom, hit the button, and talk.
Yeah, that would be a good way. This one just had two small buttons up at the top for skipping and stuff like that. But if you got Siri, you can just hit the the whole thing's a big button.
You right. Just hit the whole thing and then just tell Siri what you want to do.
Right. So as long as they improve Siri, I'm good with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you
I read a thing that they said they improved the Siri interface with the music, and I said, I've never tried it. Let's try it live here. See what happens.
It works pretty darn well.
So
yeah, that was pretty smart, Barry. Thanks.
Well, we all learned something.
I have to try that, but it doesn't do me much good in Boss Jack on recording an episode. Excuse me while I talk Siri.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
You know, I got to say, Michael, I'm going to have to find some time. I know this is hard because I still have to learn the stupid language. But I think we should make an effort to do a project. I've heard nothing but podcasters. Wait a minute. Oh, that's a car. Okay, I thought it was my neighbor still shooting. I've heard nothing but podcasters complaining about Boss Jock on a lot. And I myself have issues with some of the things, especially... with the way some of the buttons work and stuff like that. And I think we could do better.
Well, yeah. You know, it's been a sore point for me because back when I was with the last company, one of the first things I suggested to them back in like 2008 was we need to do a good podcasting app. Oh, nobody will ever be interested in that. Bullshit!
No, I think, there's plenty of people that would
be interested in that. Big community. And, well, may I make, Barry?
Mm-hmm.
Like to jump in on your bandwagon once again, and Michael's now too, because Anthony in Love Hate clearly said, "Oh, shock and surprise!" when he was doing his podcast from inside the food court in Pennsylvania.
Yep. I remember.
There's no frickin' Boss Jock for Android,
right?
So somebody should make one that's cross-platform.
Yes, that could be done.
I can get coffee.
and to the point where, Joel, when we make the trip, I'm going to suggest we not use Boss Jock because we don't use any of the other features in it. We just use it as a recorder. And the built-in memo recorder for the iPhone, I find a lot easier to use when all we're doing is recording our voices.
Right, if you're not going to do a fade in or a fade out,
right,
or put an underlying cart,
yeah, we don't need a cart machine. Right. Then it's much easier, and the buttons are right there, and they automatically save, and it's a hell of a lot easier to get them off the phone.
Yeah, then, you can email them up. Actually, you can send them right to FTP.
Yeah. So, well, even better, if I have my MacBook Pro, which I always do. I've got the AirDrop.
AirDrop, yeah.
I can do AirDrop right from it, and it goes right onto my Mac.
So then, from there, it's real easy to upload it to the
Because I always edit them up anyway, and do some post processing on them anyway. Right. Well, I always upload them from Mac. I mean, of course, the true app for a podcaster would be able to not only have a small kind of a cart machine, but I don't think you need a huge one. Have easy buttons to start recording and stop recording and pause. Big buttons so you don't miss them and you don't sit there and have to fumble around doing a sliding thing. And be able to go in, add show notes, edit your ID3 information, and upload it to your frickin' website.
Yep.
That would be
upload it automatically. Hit finish and upload.
Yeah, finish upload. That.
Sounds a lot like the app that Mevio had paid someone to create for them, where you could create a show and automatically update it.
That would have been... That was Cast Blaster.
Was awesome.
Yes, Cast Blaster.
I wish he could have done. I wish he still retained the rights to that because that was awesome.
Unfortunately,
it didn't do everything, Mevio. But it was pretty damn close.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mevio owns that. He's moved on to doing
video. And Mevio doesn't exist anymore, so fat chance getting any.
Oh, it disappeared now?
Yeah, I don't even think it exists as a company anymore.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
You know, Podcast Alley's gone too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
And Music Alley has disappeared.
That's really the big one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm good friends with Mike Versteeg, and I communicate with him all the time. I've been to his home a couple of times, and he's doing very well with VidBlaster, which is a video, basically a video studio in a laptop.
Yep, and he posts up on Google Plus.
Yes,
another plug for Google Plus.
Yeah, well, he does Facebook too with it, but he does Google Plus, and of course, he's got his website, VidBlaster.com. Check it out. Actually, I did his first webpage for him, but then I got too busy at work, so I wasn't able to do the maintenance on it. So he went to another company that, you know, they do it for a living. so he could get the support he needs, although he kind of said, I liked working with you because you were much cheaper.
Well, yeah, free is always very good.
Well, no, actually, he paid me for the original stuff, so. But you know, some of the maintenance, yeah, some of the maintenance he paid me for. Some of it was, if it's small stuff, I'd just go up there and do it, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, but yes, check it out. It's a cool product, and he's still working on that hard. And he's added lots and lots of stuff to that. So, and he's a cool guy. I like him.
Yeah. Right when we're ready to do a video QRM.
Nah.
I know. Well, I'm telling you, if we ever decide to do that, I would be doing that. He's even in the latest version. If you're doing, if you got the video, like you're doing Skype, like we do, and you know how it puts up the three pictures or four pictures, he can actually set it up so that he just captures segments. You can frame up the pictures that are on there and have them separate, so you can switch between them. And VidBlaster, like you have three different cameras.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yep. I mean he's doing.
That would be cool for like Bottom Gear and you know, Podcaster Anonymous and those video segments we really should be producing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I will say one thing. Audio is much easier to do than video.
Yes.
Even if you have cool tools, much harder to edit video. Takes much longer to edit video.
Yeah, you did that for a while, as I recall.
I didn't do much of it, but...
I remember you had some video QRM episodes back in the day.
Yeah, they were very short, and they took forever to create, and I have enough problems just getting the audio ones out, guys.
I mean, and I got a face for radio.
Joel, you're fine.
Oh, you got a lovely face.
You're fine, Joel. So anyway, okay, let's get to Michael's story now.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Michael's like, what, I had a story?
So I work for a company that has employees from like here to Hawaii and all over the place. And we have a new manager, and he's a cool guy. He came from Pandora, actually, and he's used to dealing with remote people. Mm-hmm. Somewhere along the line, he thought it'd be a good idea to have everybody on his team on video all day long. Hang on a second. Somebody's at my door.
Okay.
What?
Right, carry on, guys.
Right in the middle of his story.
Okay.
We'll just sit here and make up the story then. So, they installed a video camera, and now Michael's being watched.
I should have something
close. That would be brother style.
It's a little uncomfortable, I would think.
It's Michael. Michael's doing a drug deal, I think.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, everybody needs to make extra income somehow these days.
Doing an electronics deal is what he's doing. Yeah. Fixing somebody something somewhere.
Yeah, I got a capacitor here. Well,
you want some capacitors, hot capacitors, man?
I've got me a 25 picofarad if you want one. You know, but,
can you handle that?
And yeah, but you know, it's going to cost you, and these are hard to get.
Yeah. You know, if you take that, I can probably offer you a few of these resistors.
Whoa, a 1.85K resistor?
I don't know where these came from. Okay.
You went to time travel? I've got a flux capacitor here somewhere.
I got a friend who's got a friend who's got a friend who might have a resistor network. I'm just saying, you know? I'll hook you up, you know, get you some SOTs, some SOPs, gold wing leads.
Yeah.
Nothing but the best.
There we go.
Michael's going to hear this something and go, what the hell these guys were talking about?
Michael, dealing electronics.
Exactly.
Dealing components.
I have got 144 ball, micro ball BGA. I'll hook you up.
Really? You can't get them around here.
You can. No, you can. And if you're a real good customer and you order right now, we can throw in an LGA.
Oh, not an LGA.
Yes, an LGA, a leadless grid array.
Oh, I'm glad you said that because I didn't know what an LGA was.
I wear my dark sunglasses at night.
Yeah. Oh, now we should be videoing this. Marty turns his camera on. He's got his dark sunglasses. Classic.
Ray-Bans, I'll tell you.
I got another one. I got another one.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
I wear my wife's reading glasses during podcasting.
I don't see it yet.
What? You didn't see that?
It's not on yet.
That was fast.
I've got circles.
You got fail point.
I got fail point. I got circle.
I got fail point too because I'm all I see in circles.
Oh, for crying out loud! I got fail point city, and it seems to be going faster. What's the problems on my end?
I don't know. I got a circle.
All right. Well, then the joke fizzled out.
Yeah, that's all right. Did you guys listen to the? Speaking of which, because I got a.
60 cycle.
I got a comment from. There he is.
Hey, Joel.
You know, Deb's about a quarter of your size, Debbie. Oh.
Yep.
including her head.
Will never fit her right again.
Thank God she doesn't need them.
Yes, my fat noggin has just stretched them out.
Oh God! Oh,
that was Foley artist in the background. Warning.
Oh, okay, you back?
Wait, you know what? I miss.
Sorry,
Michael. You know what I miss? I want to hear. You need to just record some sounds of you clanging the walk.
Well, you know,
Jason would be very happy to hear that.
Oh, so, yes.
Did you get done with your deal?
Yes, okay. I traded this stuff, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you.
They were looking for a ready-made Cat 5 cable that was 8 feet long or longer. Just happened to have one.
We just happened to have, exactly. Right. See, we were talking, we're like, a guy knocks on your door, and it's like this. Hey, man, I got a sweet, sweet deal on some
100
micro ball BGA, but don't ask where it came from. What do you got?
Well, he was in luck. Because David actually, on one of the installs this week, had made up a Cat 5 cable, and then he had some problems with the connectors and cut them off and redid them. And by the time he got done making the cable right, it was too short, like a foot too short. It's like, oh, it's okay. I'll throw it in the back of my Jeep. It'll come in handy somewhere. Well, came in handy tonight. So it's actually part of the Asti crew is up on Brockway Mountain as we speak, working on some equipment. Yes. For once, I'm not up there. Of course, there isn't 10 feet
than one. You.
Hey, speaking of Brockway.
Don't do it.
Okay. How did the amateur radio guys fare?
Well, let me finish with the squiggle.
Oh, yeah. Also. Sorry. You were mid-sending.
Yeah, everyone hear the squiggle.
Yeah, and Barry.
The deal. The deal.
Yeah, well, you know, see, the internet connection is so good now that it won't break up, so something else had to happen to interrupt me.
Ah, there you go.
So somebody knocked at the door gently and said, hey, you got some Cat 5, man? That's actually what he was asking for. Excuse me. So anyhow, we have this new manager, really nice guy. I like him. I think he's got to get used to the culture of the company that we're working for. So he's decided it's a good idea that everybody sign up for this app called Squiggle that puts a camera on you the entire workday so that people can, quote-unquote, talk to you easily.
No.
And we're all like, yeah, right, sure, okay, whatever. Except for, you know, the head of the software group, he basically was 2 a.m, he replies when he gets done with the coding he's doing, because it's the first time he actually stopped to look at his email, and he goes, what the heck? You want to look at me in my underwear? I'm working at home.
There you go.
So, I was like, hell, I don't care. It's like, you know, guys, remember, I don't work normal hours. But if you want to look at my empty office when I'm not in here, more power to you. So I loaded it. One thing I noticed, though, that I don't like at all is that when you hit quit on the app, it doesn't quit.
Really?
Yeah, so it's the suspicion index on the app has gone way high.
Yeah. Of course, you're one of the IT specialists out there, so I'm sure there could be some problems.
Let's put it this way. If it's not what it appeared to be, there will be hell to pay, and I am the least of their...
We lost these certain ports that Squiggle happens to use.
Yeah. You know, that happens.
Yes. So, I'm tracing pretty carefully. But okay. I thoroughly think that it's a spying app that's been put out. I don't know if the manager who has suggested it realizes it. But the rest of us do. What the hell? We'll put up a show for you.
That would be funny.
Boss listens to the show. Hi, David. This our feelings on this, but we don't care because we got nothing to hide, really. Right. So literally, what the hell?
Nothing.
But if it messes with our machines, man, if it messes with our compiling machines, there will be hell to pay. Not because of what it's looking at, because it's messing with our development machines. We're software guys. They're sacred.
Exactly.
Okay. So, all right. Yes, you can look it up online. I do not suggest installing it.
No. I won't.
Okay. Good.
Nobody know how.
So what about the amateur guys?
I talked to those guys last Sunday when Chris and I actually had a couple hours to ourselves where we could actually drive up 26 and happen to run across these guys. But they put these posts up like, oh my God, there's 60 mile an hour winds at night. Like, yeah, those are summer breezes.
They didn't know that?
Blew their tent down. I don't think they lost any antennas, but they were pretty well guided.
I'm a little concerned with the trailer they had up there.
Yeah, I was concerned, especially where they parked the damn thing.
Yeah, I saw where it was. I said, you don't want to park a trailer there.
We were there with the family truckster.
Yeah.
The family truckster.
Oh, God.
The family truckster.
Thank you. So, yeah, we were up there with the family tractor, and a 3/4-ton Cummins diesel, the wind was blowing us down the driveway. So, yes, that actually was a valid concern, because they did not have that trailer guide. But, I never had a chance to get back up there as much as I wanted to. I literally was in the office till midnight, 1 a.m, every night this week with this product release, as I found issues with it. So, wow. I hope they did well. They were really keen on activating Grid Square EN60 or EN50s. No, I keep getting it confused with the Grid Square from the farm. EN67, 63. God, I don't remember now. K8N2015.com. That's the actual website. Let me look it up. Please stand by. Kilo 8, November. 2015.com. In the morning. Thank you. Yes, yes. Hey, everybody, how's it going with the morning zoo? Yep. Oh, wait a minute. This is not morning QRM. We got it. Amen. Fist bump. QRM sometime. Yes. After listening to our other episode, we got to do a morning QRM.
Hey, it's. Oh, God, where's my coffee? All right.
EN67. Okay, that's what it is. I knew it was up there somewhere. My grid square. If you look at this, for you ham radio buffs out there, and for those that are not ham radio buffs, one of the things that people collect are they've taken the whole world and broken it up into grids. And just by coincidence, the grid that I live in, EN 67, Echo November 67, is 98% Lake Superior. It does cut down on the number of amateur radio operators that can give you a QSL card, a confirmation of contact. So even before these guys came up, I'm constantly getting emails. Hey, man, can you get on at 2 in the morning and give me a single sideband contact? Like, hey, man, can you come up here and help me put my tri-bander up?
Yeah. It'd be good if you...
Oh, I'm really getting... Go ahead.
I said if you're a crewmate on one of those big long-haul... tankers.
Freighters.
Freighters. That'd be cool.
Yes. And I actually can operate from the lighthouse, which is a restricted area. I'm actually thinking about activating that again this year after almost 10 years. That will definitely cause a pileup in the bands because you cannot get to the Copper Harbor Lighthouse unless you are a landowner out there, which I am. You got to put the bullshit out there or something, but I don't know if you have the bumper. But
I am. I need to get that one. No, I need to get that one. That one, douchebag.
Oh, I hear the family truckster going down the driveway.
And that's what you hear.
Thank you, Barry. Yes. That's pretty much what I hear. I mean, it echoes off the trees. The campers complain from the East Campground, but tough shit. Yes. So, yeah, that means that Mark has just finished his busing duties at the Mariner North.
Ah, that's right. Oh, you don't have to go.
Yes, they love him down there. As a matter of fact, when they schedule him for busing duties, he's the only one on because they know he can keep up.
Wow.
And he doesn't mind because he gets the tips for the bussers. So yeah.
Absolutely. I mean he's a hard working man. I know when I was down there, you know, we were having dinner and all, he watched him work. He's always on the go.
Yeah.
You know, he's not only taller than me now, he's got 20 pounds on me.
Oh, really? Wow.
You better not piss him off, Michael.
No. I don't care. I'm still the dad.
Yeah, see, exactly. And there's always that. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like what you're saying, Dad. Really? Do you like walking? Enough said.
Really?
So, that's the Squiggle Amateur Radio Update.
Oh, right. So that means we've got to go to...
Acquiring position. Downloading latest intel package.
Loading Craigslist. Please stand by.
Well, you know what, Joel? Surprisingly, we may be in your camp.
Yeah?
Okay. I'm hardly playing these
Bob,
days.
Bob, don't go anywhere. Don't worry about it.
I just wanted to tell you, I'm hardly playing these days. I mean, I hack once a day just to keep that up, the count going. And, I think I maybe took out a couple portals this week. That's it?
Yeah.
Take out some
It's
fields.
A one-step. I can quit at any time, really. Yeah.
Sure you can.
Well, you know what's weird when you say that, because one time I was going through a bunch of rain. I said, "Oh, this is bullshit. I'm not going to play." So I actually took the phone. I mean, I turned the phone off on turned the game off on my phone. And I'm just listening to podcasts on the way home, and every time I go get somewhere near a frickin' portal, I reach down to go and hack, and I'm like, no, I don't have it on. Relax, stop playing the game.
So basically, I turn it on when I leave the garage just to recharge my XM so that I can recharge the Fort portal that is really a pain in the ass to get to because I have to set up a special 900 megahertz link, and I want to keep that one alive. But otherwise, I don't care. And I'm keeping that one alive for Mark, so it's more for him than for me.
Yeah.
So I've made some really good friends in this game, but I don't feel compelled to play it.
Right. I'm the same way. It's and as a matter of fact, the Hangouts have calmed down. There's hardly any talk on the Hangouts these days. I think people are getting a little tired of it. It's starting to wane.
All the Yeah, the chatter's pretty good up here, but mostly it's because people have made really good friendships. Mm. Yeah, and that's cool. Yeah. And, you know, they're pinging me all the time, but they also, some of the college students are getting pissed off. Like, Mike never responds. And the older Ingress players are going, Mike has a life. He works multiple jobs. He has a wife and several kids. Leave him alone. He'll respond right. if he's got something to say. So there's people out there that understand my situation. Yeah. And it's not that I don't care, because, again, I've made some really good friends, and some of them are ham radio operators. All and, right. I mean, you know, there's friends in Marquette, which is a three-hour drive from here, or out in Ironwood, which is more of a five-hour drive. And if, if I'm going that way, I'll actually stop and say, hey, I'm in town. We'll go out and have a burger or something.
Right.
But, no, I don't feel like I have to go out and recharge every portal every second. No. It's not...
No.
And I guess...
Although, when we get to Hamilton, look out. Bob, you better have your hotspot on.
Oh.
Hamilton's another story.
Oh, Mr. Slater.
Yeah, he volunteered.
Your new toy, too.
Although... I asked Doug, he has that new toy, and he says he's bringing it along. I said, well, what's your data, your cap, your data cap? And he goes, I get 6 gigs a month. I said, oh, crap. Well, then my average 6 to 10 gigs a day on Fairpoint's not going to... I'm going to have to cut that back, aren't I?
Well, I'm thinking you're going to have to turn off a few things. In other words, when we're in the hotel, oh, is the dorm room hotel, yeah, whatever, Wi-Fi? Hopefully they got Wi-Fi.
I hope they do. Yes.
I hope so, because I did order sign up for a passport on AT&T, which doesn't give me a lot. It gives me 360 megabytes.
That's like one email for you
for a month. Yeah, but I figured I'd better get it just in case. Because, you know, otherwise, I forget how much it is. It's such a freaking ridiculous thing that, man, look, we crossed an imaginary line. Now, all of a sudden, data, I have to pay an arm and a leg for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. Especially when we're so close.
Yeah, I mean, we're literally right over the border from New York. Yeah.
So I'm worried about if we're in the States, but we're pinging on a Canadian cell tower or something.
Yeah.
So, no, we will be.
Yeah, that's why I got it. You know, I'm going to try not to use it. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to turn my data off as soon as we cross.
Well, turn your roaming off.
Border.
Then you're okay.
Oh.
Turn your data roaming off.
I was just going to turn my data off, period.
Well, if you take... Yes, but if you turn your data roaming off, it will not charge you for what you're, you know, if it happens to jump across.
Okay. I
hear the truckster again. You can hold off on the music, though.
Okay.
Barry, which way are you and Joel going?
We're going to go out through Buffalo, I guess.
Niagara, Buffalo, and up and over.
Out the thruway, the way we went to Michael's, except for we're not going to make that left.
The same way I'm going to be going.
Yeah. Seems the easiest way. Whichever way Google tells us to go. Or actually, we'll probably be using Joel's... what do you got?
Garmin.
Probably be
yeah, don't trust Garmin. Google at the border. It keeps trying to send you back in the U.S.
All right. Well, let's move on, because we're getting long in the tooth here.
Well, I got to be going. That's how long in the tooth it is. I'm past my bedtime, and I need to get
my old ass in the bed. Well, we had an hour pre-show, so.
Yeah, that's true. Waiting for Joel.
Hey.
Waiting for Joel.
Good job.
Hey, Barty, great to hear you.
Yeah.
Yes, great to hear you, too, Michael. You three guys, I hope I can make it to MNPR. I got reservations and things, and be great to meet you all. It's just funny that we the four of us have to go meet in another country to see each other.
You know what? Whatever works.
Exactly. Yes. So I look forward to seeing you guys there.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So, all right. I got to go.
All right. We'll see you next
bye-bye,
week.
Bye-bye, dudes.
All right.
See ya.
Hey, Barty.
All right. Barty's gone.
And by the way, Joel, I was at least half an hour late, so you weren't the only one.
All right. Well, I was trying not to, but I had actually said to Evan from, that's my tattoo artist, Evan De Palma at About Time Tattoo. He's like, do you want to finish this whole area up here? And I'm like, well, as absolutely joyfully, wonderfully fantastic as it feels, not
Yeah, but that really is not something you cannot rush. So
exactly,
well, I was going to say, couldn't you tell him? Could you do this a little faster? I got a podcast to do.
I was jamming the needles for the 10,000th stroke into my skin. Yeah, hurry up and go faster.
Joel shows up for the show.
What are you? I'm Captain Scar Tissue.
Oh, God.
No, it was one of those things where I'm like, let's finish up the whole... my left arm on the inside and the back side. Mm. So right next and through my armpit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Inside of the arm, that must feel really good.
Oh, it burns so
good. People love it when I start IVs there. You know, they thank me for it.
Yeah, in language, sure.
It sounds like Klingon.
It sounds like they're saying thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Maybe Romulan even.
Or thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. This
When I get a patient that's been in and out of the hospital recently, the nurses have bruised and
blown veins.
Caused issues with every vein that you normally access. Hmm. And if there's a reaction afterwards, I get to get creative. Oh yeah, great.
Oh my God.
Not going to kid you. This is going to hurt. Stand by. What?
Exactly. Okay, you know, that's on that note.
Nurses have got all the good ones already.
The one that hurt
you drugs.
The most was when I went for surgery and they had to check for blood gasses. That one that's right at your wrist.
Oh, that's
right at the wrist. And I'm looking at the anesthesiologist and I'm laying there and he said, I was getting my third knee surgery. Fourth knee surgery, one of those two. And he said, he's looking at me, and he's a big guy like me. Yeah. And he's like, how you doing? I says, oh, pretty good, man. How you doing? And he said, I think you've given you the gas. He goes, we haven't given you the gas yet. I'm like, no, not yet. And he says, I gotta put this line in you to take blood gasses. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah. He says, this is going to fucking suck. And I said, I appreciate your honesty.
Gases are arterial, and anything in the artery hurts like a son of a bitch, man.
Yeah, and he actually looked at me. You know, he had his mask on, but, you know, you could see the eyes, and it was all the expression in the eyes, and he's looking down at me. He's got the hat on. He's got the surgical mask on. He goes, this is going to fucking suck. Yeah. And I went,
shields up.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to turn my head the other way. And he's like, all right, cool. And so, whoosh, and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Wow,
that's... I've had that.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
Yeah, but you know what? Then they hit you with the gas, and
you don't care
after that.
Oh, it hurts like a motherfucker. I don't care.
Exactly. It's like you count backwards from 10. 10, 9, good night.
8.9. I'm done.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Welcome to another Late Night QRM edition of Bottom Gear. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and we have a few stories to tell. Who do we got up first? Michael, please take it away.
Oh, yeah, it's me. Yeah. Okay. So, thanks to a very special host, a very special edition of Late Night QRM, Joel has sent me some videos, and I realized, shit, we got some work to do here. David's Jeep needs welding. Yes. Awesome vehicle. But before I allow him, I'm sorry, hang on a second. I'm going to hit the cough button.
Cough! Cough! Kerem!
Thank you. I don't have the. Yeah. Kerem! Right, McLuhan! You got to do the right one. McLuhan!
McLuhan!
Yes. I apologize for like the last 10 shows. I've had some issues with congestion, and it's probably because I'm not taking enough vitamins or something. I don't know. Or maybe it's the stress. But that's not normal for me. Anyhow, so thanks to some video series sent via YouTube and link from Joel, I realized that we've got some work to do on David's Jeep, and I will not allow him to drive that thing solo until that work is done, because 99% of the time, it's like, you know, the Gentle Hulk. It just goes along the road, just gently minding its own business. But don't make it angry. You won't like it when it's angry, because it'll shake the shit out of you going down the road. This is not something I want for a new driver. So, yes, it does have some play in the frame area. Mm-hmm. And the normal way of dealing with this is welding new plates on and drilling through, which I will do if I have to, since there happen to be people around here that know how to weld.
Yep.
But actually, I'm really surprised. Big
fender washers that already have the right size hole.
Yeah. Well, I'm really surprised that somebody hasn't already come up with a bushing that you just
bolt
drill
on.
Through
yep.
to make it
yep.
bigger.
Oh, yeah. That would make sense.
I'm researching that first, because there's a number of aftermarket companies out there that I would think would have addressed this issue. But otherwise, I happen to know a lot of people in Calumet, a.k.a. Red Jacket, if you go back to the 1800s, that know how to weld. They've been welding mining equipment since the 1800s. So one way or the other, we will get this fixed. But that is definitely where the issue is. And the black Jeep.
Huh? I don't have
the black Jeep.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Well, I only have the other one I played off of YouTube. Okay. I have to.
Oh, okay. Make well, the black Jeep has the same issues, but some other serious ones, as I've talked about in the past, where especially if it's been sitting for a couple days, it's really like that old cartoon jalopy where all four wheels are out of round. It must be Canadian. That's it.
No, they have square wheels.
Oh, okay. Well, it feels like it when you first start out. But the real issue is not just the tires. And I know it needs new tires. But if it's been sitting for more than a couple of days and you start going down the road slowly as you kind of hopefully get everything moving again, you get this unmistakable grind from the axles. And it's not a high-pitched grind. It's that low guttural gravel that used to be bearings at the end of the axles. So the axles definitely need to be seriously rebuilt or replaced. I don't know if I want to replace Dana 40s, but that's the reason why I bought these things in the first place, is because it's got the heavy duty axles on it. It has the Renegade, or excuse me, the Rubicon axles on it before the Rubicon came out.
Yep.
But every time I'm using this thing as the IT service vehicle, I've just got the ladders in it, I've got the tools. But going from the house to the harbor, I'm always worried that it's not going to make it, because it's grinding, it's shaking, it's
all kinds of racket.
Making all kinds of racket. But it makes it to the harbor, and by the time it's running around for the day, it comes back, and it sounds like, oh, the Jeep again, oh, yeah. But eventually, you know, I'm kind of like the doctor ready to regenerate, so you better get ready for this, because eventually it's going to go, and there's going to be this amber light going out, golden amber light in all directions from all the tires as it turns into something else.
A Pinto.
A Vega.
God.
A Yugo. No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Scottish Yugo? That would be the current one, right? No. I'll save that for entertainment last month. So that's kind of where we're at. But the one thing I must say is that the black Jeep,
mm-hmm.
insert bumper here, the air conditioning still works. Amazingly. It's a 2001. I've never recharged it. The air conditioning is still ice cold in that vehicle.
Nice.
Shut up.
Today was a nice day for that.
So, yes, I saw you guys got all the way up to 79.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, it got up to 81, and 80. People were looking for shelter.
Well, you know what? In an area that stays as cold as it does there, 81 is the same as 99 here.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, coming from somebody who used to live in Arizona where it was 119 in the shade.
Right.
Mm-hmm. After living here for as long as I have, 81 is damn uncomfortable. Put the air in the window.
Yes. You turn air conditioners on when it's 81. And here's the funny thing. I was, matter of fact, just before I got on the show, I was looking at tomorrow's weather because, you know, I was curious. And I'm like, okay, well, what's tomorrow's weather going to look like? And I looked up at Nausea, New Hampshire, for tomorrow, 93 degrees, which means it'll be closer to 98. And I looked up Jaffrica, and that's 90. And then I looked up, and it's funny as hell, because I said something to Debbie. Then I looked up Calumet, which is as close, it won't find Copper Harbor. 79.
That's damn hot. For us.
Yeah, and I'm like, 79? And it's going to be 93 here tomorrow? I'm like, shh.
Yeah, we put our air conditioners in today.
Oh, you put them in? Oh, dude, my air conditioners have been in for over a month and a half.
Well, I've been freezing my ass off at night here.
Well, yeah, because it gets a lot colder up there at night than it does here.
I sit there and I go and close the sliding door because I'm sitting there freezing my ass off sitting in my lazy boy. But we have the Sammy fan now. It's that round fan that sits on the floor, and I turn that on low, and Sammy just parks himself in front of that fan. I mean, I leave it on all night now, and he usually lays down like in the dining room or something at first, but when you come down in the morning, he's parked, laying down on his side right in front of that fan. He's like, ah.
Yeah. It's funny too, because I'm looking at the weather. And yeah, it's supposed to get down all the way down to 61 degrees, in the middle of the night there. So yeah, I mean, you could theoretically hit the 50s.
Yeah,
at night,
but it was a little sticky today.
Right. I just turn the air conditioner on and leave it on.
Yeah. Yeah. We try not to run them that as often. I'm not even running it up here in the studio tonight. I got the windows open. Haven't run the air conditioning here yet. It's not that bad here. Actually, it's been getting better as the night goes along. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, anyway. Pun intended. Ba-dum-boops.
Yeah. Okay.
Michael, what's the last thing? The truckster what?
Michael?
Stand by. Sorry, I hit the mute on. Well, the truckster definitely needs refrigerant, although that goes back a ways. The last time the air conditioner really worked properly on the truckster, even then it was complaining, was the Las Vegas trip.
Oh.
So it's been a while, but
yeah.
It's gotten less and less cool to drive the truckster, is from that standpoint.
Right.
But this year, you turn the air conditioner on, I think the temperature actually goes up. So it's time.
Time to pick up a can of R134A and throw it in yourself.
Yeah, whatever they used in 2004.
134A.
Okay.
You can buy it without a license.
We can still buy it.
Yeah, what I'm saying, R12, you needed a license. R134A, nobody needs a license. You just walk into Walmart and buy it.
Okay.
And it comes with the hose and the gauge on the can, and you just hook it up to the low. You hook it up to the low pressure side of the system.
Okay. Yeah, I know how to do it. It's been a while, yeah. But hopefully the gaskets are still functional.
Oh yeah, I mean Sorry, go ahead.
I said if they're not, we'll deal with it.
Right. I mean, for what was it? $21. You can buy the refrigerant. Synthetic refrigerant with sealant. And the nice thing is the fitting only fits on one of the two nipples. And when you hook it up, it'll automatically, the gauge will show you where you're at pressure-wise. And it has, red, green, and yellow. Right. And it'll show where it's low. Just keep squeezing the trigger. You shake the can, hold it from, the 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, while you're squeezing the trigger. And you'll see the needle go up with the air conditioning on high, running, and all of a sudden, like magic, it'll get freezing cold in there.
Cool.
I got leaks.
No pun intended, by the way.
My system has a leak, too. I mean, so far with Goldfinger, I've had to charge, recharge the AC once a month. But you can use the little squat cans that cost $9.89 at Walmart. So I just use that. I'm like, all right, $9 a month, I throw another can in. Just to get me through the hot months, and then I'm back to good, because then it's cool out. Now, they had a slow, slow leak somewhere, and it's usually on the Schrader valve O-ring, by the way.
Okay. They actually have Schrader valves on the air conditioning?
Yep. When that nozzle that you connect the refrigerant can to?
Yes.
Yes. If you look in the center of it, it's a spring-loaded Schrader valve. so you can push it in and push it out to blow the charge. Or if you hook your gauges up to it, that's where it reads it, and you can blow some of the charge off and balance the system. And that has an O-ring on it, and those can wear out.
So as the front tires of the family truckster can attest to. So it's the core. It's actually the core valve.
Yes.
The core stem that's actually causing the problem. Okay.
So there you have it. I mean, it's 9 out of 10 times it's where they're at. And one of the things that I did, once I threw a charge on my system on the Neon, I took the threaded cap, plastic cap that goes over top of that whole nipple. I thought, well, in case that little Schrader O-ring valve decides it wants to leak, it can only leak as far. The gas can only leak as far as the cap has for leaks around it.
Right.
So I threw a little quick bead of RTV sealant on the inside of the threads of the cap when I threaded the cap on, and no leak.
Huh. Cool. I will remember that as well, actually.
I'm taking mine to Dr. Kenny's.
I wish I lived closer to Dr. Kenny. Oh, we'd have so much business for him.
Yes. It's... Actually, Dr. Kenny, I should have added another topic here. Dr. Kenny, he said, he goes, hey, calls over, he goes, hey, dude, I'm like, brother, I'm like, what? He says, I need to use your truck. My truck's sitting up there at Kenny's. I'm like, oh,
is that the white truck that's sitting out front?
Yeah, the white Dodge.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought it was, but, you know, because it's been sitting there for a few weeks.
Yeah, I just leave it up there.
Okay.
And I said, yeah, sure. So he said, hey, he goes, which we haven't really run it out all the way through. I mean, I got it running good, put filter, haven't really even thrown a good tune-up at it. Yeah. Still has seafoam I dumped in the gas tank on top of the two-year-old gas that was in there.
Yeah.
and then I filled it up with super. So I'm like, yeah, take it for a beat run. See what it does. We'll find out what's what. I mean, the air conditioning, in that truck blows ice cold. Hmm. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah, shut up.
And he said he was driving it around, and the idle smoothed right out. And he said, what the fuck is that vibration? So he brought it in and put it up on the lift, because I only took it as far as your house. I drove it to your house and back to the shop. And so he pulled the drive shaft on. He goes, oh, dude, it needs U-joints in the drive shaft. I'm like, okay, put some in. So he did that. And, well, Michael, just like you had said, he goes, there's an ever so slight low growl or hum coming from the rear end. And that may not necessarily mean it's a bad thing, he said, but he doesn't like it. So I said, all right, well, let's find out. And so we're going to pop the pumpkin off the cover off the pumpkin and find out what's up with the bearings and spider gears in there. But, yeah, I mean, it runs and goes good. You know, aside from that, I'm like, all right, well, we grenade the ass end out of it. I'm just going to put another rear end in it. It's a cheap enough truck. But, yeah. So that was that. That's with Ramsey's.
Oh, I don't have a thing for Ramsey's yet.
So. All right.
You, like, walk like an Egyptian or something. You
know? Exactly. And then let's see what else I got going on. Oh, so my beautiful daughter had finally some time to come home. Between she's working a bajillion hours this summer before she's off to college and so on and so forth. So she came home to see Debbie and I, and we needed to go pick something up. I can't remember what in the world it was. And I said, oh, you drive, you know, because she's driving Wilson.
Wilson!
So I jump in the passenger seat, and we begin, you know, back out of the driveway, and down the road we go to the stop sign at the end of our street where she applies the brakes. And as far as I'm concerned, but I'm an old fart, way too late as far as her braking. But that's just me. I'm like, you brake too late. You know, you should start braking sooner. Well, Dad, I know it. I'm like, no, I'm a professionally trained driver, and you've been driving, what, a year? So I'm telling you need to start braking sooner before you get to that stop sign. There's a reason for it. But what do I know? But I hear this. And I went, what the fuck was that? She goes, well, it always does that. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't make the as the car slows down and pulsates. Oh, well, that's not normal? No, that's not normal. What? When did it start doing this? And she said, oh, it's been doing that for a while.
Oh.
You didn't think to send a text or call the old man and say, hey, when I hit the brake pedal, the car sounds and responds differently than what it used to. Well, you know, I'm like, no. So when I give you a car, it's in perfect tip-top mechanical operating shape. If that varies in any way, shape, or form from the way I gave it to you, you need to notify me. Period. No exceptions, no delay. And lo and behold, she went ahead and I said, it needs front pads. And it sounds like it probably needs frickin' rotors now, too, because it sounds like metal on metal. So, guess what I ended up doing yesterday, which I think was an absolute blast. But she and I put... I wasn't going to turn the rotors because I'm like, you know what? These are probably the original damn rotors from 1994. They're not worth turning.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of brake pad left on them. However, when I got to the passenger side, wow, was that rotor warped.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it had metal on it, and it had plenty of brake pads still left there, but the rotor was definitely warped. So, new pads, new rotors, and she did the whole passenger side, and I taught her how to do it, and she did a hell of a bang-up job. She really did a fantastic job of it, taking the tire off, using the air gun, unbolting the caliper, hanging it on the hook, taking the brake pads out, collapsing the piston, the whole nine yards. Wow. She did it all. I just stood there and watched, answered questions if she had any. So, that was with Wilson, and the day before that, my beautiful bride said, Daisy's got a clunking noise.
Daisy, Daisy, get me your answer.
Okay.
So I said, all right, well, why don't you go ahead and back Daisy out and put her here in front of the bay, in front of the garage door, and we'll take a sneaky peek up underneath. And didn't have to look far, fellas. Did not have to look far. It was exhaust. Not one, not two, three of the exhaust hangers rusted off.
Oh, you're kidding. Wow.
So I had basically one at the tailpipe at the exit side of the muffler.
And that's it.
And pretty much that's it. And I'm like, well, that explains the clunking noise you're hearing when you're going over bumps because it's thump, 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 thump at the bottom of the floor. So, I'm like, oh, great. And they're like metal brackets that go to, you know, a rubber insulated hanger. And it's the metal that's rusted away. So, I got to get creative. I'm like, oh, fan-frickin-tastic. Now, I got to MacGyver me some exhaust hangers. Go buy some and then MacGyver a way of putting them on. But, you know what? It's all fun. That's my little task to do this week. You know, is to do that at some point. And so I said, well, do you got to go anywhere right away and at any particular special time? And she's the few places she has to go. Well, I'll have Wilson or I'll have Goldfinger here. I'm like, you can take Goldfinger.
Yeah.
So I get her on to fixing the exhaust on Daisy. Wow. And then from there, we'll get Daisy up north and bring Ramsey's back down here.
Okay. But
that's pretty much the three I had. Yeah.
Oh. All right, I guess that means we're into... Then welcome to Entertainment Last Month, where we review shows and movies that came out at least a month ago, or maybe even longer, because that's where we are, and they're new to us. So I'm going to start off with a show. This one's actually only been out for about a month, so this might be I should have waited another week or so for this, but well, it doesn't matter because the podcast won't get out for another month. Mr. Robot on the USA Network. If you haven't checked this out, it's a pretty interesting show, especially if you're a geek. Mm-hmm. It's basically about a guy who's slightly, I guess you want to say slightly autistic. I think he's got Asperger's, basically. He works for a computer security firm that goes around and you know, works and helps other companies stay secure and stuff. But at night, he's basically a hacker, and he hacks everything. And of course, there's the big company that everybody works for and is their main, the company he works for, it's their main customer. And I forget what the real name of it is, but it has an E for the thing. And I think you hear the name of the company once in the beginning, but he calls it Evil Corp. And so every time now, whenever you hear somebody talk about, they talk about evil because that's what he hears in his brain anytime somebody mentions this company. And then there's the Mr. Robot thing comes in, is there's another kind of undercover hacker group that he ends up getting involved with. And I don't want to spoil anything, so if you want to go see it, you know, it's just, it's an interesting show about hackers, about the underworld. He also does, has a little bit of a drug problem, which he's trying to kick, and there's the underworld there that's mixed in with it. But the actor who plays, I forget the actor's name, but the actor who plays the main character, he is, he really plays a good character. He does it well, and it's a great show. I like it so far. I think there's been 3 episodes so far. The first one was on YouTube, actually, and then they repeated it on the USA Network. There's been 3 episodes so far, but it's pretty cool. It's got it's pretty dark, and I'm liking it so far because they seem to be getting the tech part right too. So it's a neat, pretty neat show. I recommend it. Check it out.
You're the second person I heard today mention that show.
Really?
Yeah, I was talking to Evan, and he had said, I had asked him, you know, any new series that you're starting to follow and or watch? And he's like, as a matter of fact, yeah, Mr. Robot.
Hmm. Yep.
Cool.
Pretty cool. All right. Michael?
Okay, well, as I've mentioned before, Chris and I have exhausted Netflix's Doctor Who inventory as far as the new shows are concerned. Now, Chris hasn't delved into the old ones yet. But we have been attempting to go through Amazon since they do offer starting season 8. And I will say that the video quality sucks.
Yes, it does.
And they're charging buku bucks for it.
Was it $4.99 episode?
Well, it was $6 for the initial episode.
Really?
In standard definition. Standard definition. And it is $3 an episode for HD, which still sucks compared to Netflix.
Right.
So I need to look for alternative methods, including buying the DVDs at this point if we need to. But we still want to watch an episode every other night or so. So we're doing what we can, but the quality sucks, if I haven't said that already. Okay, McLuhan! Not associating the two. I just had to get that out of my system. Okay, so it's not just me, Joel?
No, not just you. And as a matter of fact, you're at season 8?
Season 8, yes. That's where the Peter Capaldi starts.
Yeah, we should talk.
Yes, well, I have been trying to tune my magic antenna in your direction, but I have not succeeded yet. So.
Well, I'll make sure to point it also in your reciprocating direction.
Yes, let's get those tri-banders going in the right direction.
Here we go.
Okay.
Thanks for that, by the way, Barry.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think that originally came from me. It was transported through my magic antenna.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, once I watch him, I'm starting to delete stuff because I'm running out of room, even though I got 4 terabytes.
Right, right.
Yeah, so.
I've actually, on my 1 2-terabyte drive that's plugged into my Samsung TV, yeah, I keep them on there all the time. So yeah, I'll just grab that drive and slam it into the computer. We'll see what the magic antenna can do, yeah, Michael.
All righty then.
So, and I got to say, with Amazon, I caught up on, I think I talked about this before. Can't think of the name of the frickin' show now.
Sesame Street?
The one in St. Louis, you know, with the arch.
Defiance.
Defiance, yes. I couldn't. So Destiny, this, that. No, Defiance. Defiance. I caught up. I'm actually all caught up, and now I'm going through withdrawals because I got to wait each for a week until the next one comes out.
Up to what season are they now at Defiance?
I think they're in season 3.
Okay.
They're doing season 3 right now.
I'm going to have to do some checking around then.
Yeah. So, really? We'll talk.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it on the dish, but I hate commercials.
Yeah, commercials are yucky.
Anyway. Sure. No problem. And one other thing I forgot to put down because I think I saw a commercial for, and I can't believe they're doing this. I'm going to have to look for this commercial or look it up online. But I believe they have redone the movie Vacation.
What?
I believe it's a remake, a reboot of Vacation. It's not.
Well, I guess it has been 25 years because that is the first movie that Chris and I saw when we were dating.
Really? Wow.
My fault for picking that, but yes, it is.
I haven't looked online yet to see whether it's true, but one of the guys that's on there is, I can't think, but I think it's Chris Parnell. He used to be on Saturday Night Live. I think he's like the dad in it, but it looks like they're going to Wally World. Looks like a remake.
Vacation 2015, IMDb.
Okay.
So I don't know why they try to remake comedies. You know, as far as I'm concerned, Vacation stands by itself. Why do they have to remake that?
They don't.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. I saw a commercial and I said, nah, they can't be remaking it. I said, well, it can't be a continuation because it's the same storyline as the first one. You know. So, oh well. Okay, so that's it for entertainment last month. And we have a musical guest tonight. Can you guess who the musical guest is?
Insert band name here.
Yes. It's that great front band.
Oh, wait a minute. What? Oh, hold on a second here.
What?
Chevy Chase is still Clark Griswold.
He is?
It's Rusty taking his family to Wally World.
You're kidding me. Are you serious?
No, I'm looking this up on IMDb as we hold up the insert name of band here.
Okay, well then that might be interesting.
Sequel. This is his kids. It's a sequel. Are taking...
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I just saw the commercial and they were going to Wally World and they're down, going down in a family truckster and I said, oh, I hope they're not remaking this movie.
Oh, it's got to be good. They have an EMT in it, so.
Okay. All right. Well, then it might be. I take it back then. Maybe it'll be pretty good.
Yes. We'll see.
Yeah. So.
But this is the movie I originally took my wife to see, and she still married me.
Wow.
So I must have done something right somewhere. This wasn't it.
All right. So the name, our guest band tonight is Insert Name of Band Here. And I'm still waiting for you guys to send me.
I sent it to you. I'm sorry. Yeah, I do have a suggestion.
Each of you send me 4 songs of four songs.
Okay, hang on. Are you looking at your Skype texting here?
No, send me in an email. I'll lose it here.
Okay.
Just send me an email. I'll save it off.
I'll send you an email too. But okay. Just look at this.
Because Marty was trying to do that too.
Or no.
Barty was telling me songs. I said, send it to me in an email, Barty. I'll lose them and I'll forget them.
There is something archaic. Look. Yeah. Look what I just sent.
Oh.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. I can even tell you the album it came off of.
Well, just...
I'll send that in the email. Yes, I know.
Yes.
Something that Love Hate, I think, would actually approve of.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, you know what? You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so send me your stuff, and then we'll have a month of Joel and a month of Michael and a month of Barty.
Yeah, but are you guys actually going to play what I put up?
Yes.
Sure.
I'll put it up. It doesn't mean I'm going to listen to it when I listen to the podcast. again. Again, Joel, send it to me in an email. And the good thing about this is when the musical guest comes and plays for the podcast show, I just kind of grab it and paste it on the end in Audition. So I don't even really have to listen to it except for the very end when Sammy comes in.
Gotcha.
You cannot skip Sammy. No. That is a requirement of Late Night QRM.
It is. It's the little production number.
Yes.
It's actually a takeoff on Ubu Sit. Good dog.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Sammy's better.
Yeah, Sammy's much better.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, guys, that's it.
All right,
I'm looking at the recording. I don't think it's going to be this long when I get done editing, but we're at 3:19.
That's decent.
Yeah, I forgot to send. I forgot to blast the AM line warning. So, sorry. Just remember, do X2. We sound smarter. So, anyway, okay. To the military members out there, both CONUS and OCONUS, make this short because we say it every week. But thank you for what you're doing. And stay safe, especially you OCONUS guys. And we hope you get home to your family and friends real soon. And we'll keep the home fires burning. Until you get back. So, with that, from the Monadnock region in southwest New Hampshire, I'm Barry J.
Come on, Fresca! This is Joel.
Going after those varmint Kong.
Come on, Fresca!
In Studio V.
I love that.
Oh.
I said this is Joel. Bye.
Michael?
I already said who it was, didn't I?
I just heard Studio V.
Oh, okay. Well, this is going after the varmint Kong in Studio V. If you're going to do the Fresca thing.
Okay. He's got more gadgets on him than a Swiss Army knife.
I'm Vicodin Man. Vicodin Man.
All right, everybody. That's show 187 or 188. I don't know which one it is. 180 something next week. Until then, here's insert name of band here.
Tonight's musical guest is Beck with Where It's At.
Of the towns we know, a place we saw the lights turn low, the jigsaw jazz in the get fresh flow, pulling out jobs and jamboree handouts, two turntables and a microphone, bottles and cans, and just clap your hands, or just clap your hands.
Where's that?
And a microphone.
Where's that?
that was a good drum break.
Pick yourself up off the side of the road with the elevator bones and your whiplash tones. Members only, hypnotizers move through the room like ambulance drivers. Shine your shoes with your microphone blues, your suits with your parachute boots. Passing the Gucci from coast to coast like a man getting Wilson.
About those who swing both ways, ACDCs.
Let's make it out, baby.
Samson, speak! Good boy.